What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Tumblr Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah!
Alright, top of the morning to you. I can't even do it. Welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Raya. And no, I am not joined by Choppy Town. I have a very special guest in studio. Hello, special guest.
What's up, laddie? How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Every time I come on here, I'm doing like Scottish or Irish accents.
I don't know what's up with that. You just happen to be on St. Patrick's Day.
That or UK Tournament Day.
Yeah, UK Tournament Day, that's right.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How was your Friday?
Quiet.
That's good.
Very quiet. I did really nothing today except for clean up the room a little bit and watched some Iron Fist.
How's that?
I'm 5 episodes in and I'm intrigued.
Did you like Luke Cage?
I did.
I loved Luke Cage.
I love Luke Cage. Phil Ray, a fun fact, I think I mentioned on the video today. Power-Man and Iron Fist were one of the first comic books I ever read. I didn't know I didn't know what it was about because I was 7 years old. But I read it, and I read a few of them because my uncle, well, he's like 4 or 5 years older than me, and he would have like this hutch in his room. And he would keep like all the shit comics in the bottom of his closet, his hutch closet. And they were like torn covers and whatever. So he had like ROM and Power-Man, Iron Fist, and Sergeant Rock. And I was like, this is like the coolest shit ever. I didn't know any better. I was like 7 years old. So those are like my first comics. And I got a thing for Power-Man and Iron Fist. So
and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones. Well, the Defenders with Dr. Strange. And the original Defenders were, I think, Jessica Jones, Power-Man, Iron Fist, Doctor Strange, and the Hulk. If I'm trying to do this by memory, I think those are the original Defenders. They're like all the Avenger rejects, basically, because you know the Avengers were at that point so big that they started branching off into coasts. You know, you had the West Coast Avengers, you had the East Coast Avengers. You know,
yeah,
it was like the Ghetto Justice League. So. So, all right, so listen, we're live on the Rant Entertainment Media. We're part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always. No format tonight. This is just an open mic. Choppy gave me some notice, thank God, that he had to work tonight. So, you know, there's going to be a couple times where Choppy gets called into work late because he's one of those set-dress guys. So he's the reason why we watch all these kick-ass TV shows, because he's the one setting up the props and stuff for the rooms. So that's what Choppy does, and he's hard at work. I think he's doing another Marvel series. I'm not sure. I think he just wrapped up Power and something else. I think he did something else. And
maybe he's doing Punisher now.
He might be doing Punisher, yeah. Because Marvel just keeps putting that cash cow out there, man.
It's fine, man. The mouse owns all.
I'm not even mad at it. The only thing I'm mad about the mouse is that, for some reason, ESPN sucks now.
I never was a fan.
Like, I am, and I love PTI, and I love, like, some of the Sunday stuff, but, like nothing intrigued. Like, even their NFL coverage, like, Chris Berman's getting soft on me. Like, he's getting old, but, like, their coverage sucks. Like, I'm just, like, you know, they got this new format during the week where it's Janelle and Michael Smith. And I like Michael Smith. I like them both, but I just don't like them together for some reason, so I don't know. But other than that, I have no problem with the mouse owning anything extracurricular I like, and I'm getting bum rushed now by the Black Mamba. That is Bruce. What's up, Bruce? You savage, get out of here. Anyway, so yeah, no format tonight. Rob's sticking in tonight. He's coming in there for Chops. Thank you very much for hanging out.
Fine, man.
What are you doing home on a Friday night, dude?
Oh, I'm just getting started. I'm going out afterwards.
Oh. I see you posting little pictures at the clubs. At the clubs. What is that, like rave music you go to? What is that, like trance, house? What kind of music is that?
It's house music. It's like old school, like late 80s, early 90s house music.
Oh, like entrance and all that? Like
No. It's more like techno? Kind of like when disco died, they created this new genre of club music.
Oh, I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I remember that shit. My uncle, my cousin Nicky had that, all that stuff. He had a Rotterdam record. It's like fucking noise. Wow. It's like he just plugged in all his dad's power drills and put them together with a drum beat to it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, so your night's getting started. A little turnbuckle throwbacks.
Yeah, you know, on the right foot. So it is.
Speaking of right foot, your brother posted some pictures last night from his little NXT excursion out down in the Sunshine State.
That guy is going to more NXT events than all of us combined.
Yeah, he's got his own little sound clip on the rant. Double A beat me to it.
Oh, what is it?
Miyagi!
Miyagi! I want mine to be when he learns the crane kick, if do right, no can defense.
Yes, all right, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So, yeah, we had some corned beef tonight for dinner.
Nice, me too.
Yeah, so, like, my wife is 100% Italian, but she can not only because she cook a mean corned beef, but she, you know, will tell you she can eat that, like, once a week or maybe once a day. She loves that stuff. Mm. So, that was cool. The kid had it. I thought, because he's expanding his palate. Mr. I ate 3 pounds of muscles last night, you know.
Holy moly.
Yeah, this kid's he's a machine, dude. He's going to be breaking concrete by the time he's 16.
He should do the Coney Island eating contest.
Dude, honestly, I think if he tried, like he did, these guys train, I think if he trained, I think he could do it. You've seen him shovel food in his face.
Yeah.
The kid's a maniac. The kid is an absolute beast. But I digress. So yeah, we're gonna kick it tonight. We're just gonna talk some little bit of wrestling. We got some, I guess, not breaking news now, but it's been over the interwebs all day.
It's a new day.
Let me ring the bell. We're ringing it up early tonight.
Oh, and I'm not sure if you saw the meme, but there's a new Hall of Fame inductee, the Brad Maddox.
I guess you know, we'll tackle the elephant in the room since it's not us. So apparently some videos and pictures leaked of Paige and then boyfriend Brad Maddox getting it on. I know Rage was the first to post all his nonsense. I didn't know he was posting videos though. I thought he was just saying.
I don't think he did. I think it was someone else who just posted stuff, and then Matt and Steve from Thumbstick Ninjas, they're looking at it at work, and then they see a picture of Paige with splooge on her face. I'm like, uh-oh.
You sent me the clip about 20 minutes ago, and I was like, oh my.
I admit nothing.
Right, and Shaylin, hello, Shaylin's in the chat room. She posted something in the room, too, that Paige responded. Listen, I got to tell you, man, I'm on the fence about stuff like this. As much as I'm a broadcast journalist and I want to see all this stuff, I think it's just inappropriate to
post that stuff.
Especially after what happened in my field of work yesterday. And in New York, locally, there was a guy who robbed an ambulance and ran over the crew that was in charge of the ambulance. He killed one person and put another one critical. And the person he killed was a mother of four, 15-year veteran of the fire department. So people have video of this and they're posting it. And I was like, if that makes my timeline and I know where you live, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Like, I mean, why are people, unless you're like.
I think Rob. Hello, Terminal Throwbacks?
Yo.
Yo, who's this?
This be Rage.
Oh, hold on. We just lost Rob for a second. Hold on. Let me add Rob. Because for some reason, I'm losing people now. I fucking hate Skype. Oh, I hate Skype. It's the worst. Hold a second. Hold on a minute. Rob, I didn't forget. Jesus. Rob, you there?
I'm here.
I went to answer the freaking thing and put you on hold. I apologize.
That's fine.
So,
who's calling?
It's Rage, actually. What's going on, Rage?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying the festivities.
The festivities, yeah?
It's a new day.
It's a new day, huh?
So let me just I'll just verbally share what I've seen today.
Well, we were just getting into it, so let me just preface what you were going to say and all that nonsense. But let me just finish my thought because you were cutting in. So this medic. So this EMT tragically gets run over by her own vehicle, and people were posting videos. And I was like, that's not cool, man. And, like, all my colleagues are like, and I got, like, 700 colleagues on my page, you know that. And they're all like, you know, if you post this, and I was like, I said, if that makes my timeline, I know where you are, you're gonna get hurt. It's bad news. So I'm on the fence with stuff like that, man. I don't know if it's a thing for me where, like, as it's like my job when I broadcast every week to talk about stuff like that, and I want to see it. But if that was my wife or my sister or my mom, I think I'd be pretty tight about it, you know. So Rage, yeah. what do you want? You putting 2 cents in there?
About what you were just talking about, or this?
Well, we were getting into the page thing, and then I brought up the whole thing about posting videos online, you know, how inappropriate, you know, I think it is in some aspects, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
So?
So, what I have seen thus far today, and keep in mind, there's still about 2 to 3 more videos left to be released.
Rages are on-scene porn correspondent.
On-scene smut correspondent. Yeah.
If everybody didn't know, I'm like the resident like sex tape hunter or nude photo hunter.
Virgin.
So we have nudes of Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, and a bunch of pages. She's taken loads to the face, dildos up the anus.
Virgin.
She's getting plowed by Xavier Woods.
Fuck it.
It's a lot.
Fuck it. Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't. As much as it intrigued me, and I was talking about it with Rob in pre-production, I was like, man. I was like, she's a baby. She's like, what, 20-something years old? You know? Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, wow. And then I thought about what I was doing at her age. And I'm like, you know, it's not that far out, but except I wasn't taking pictures of it, you know? I don't know. You could tell they were all cell phone videos and pictures, you know? It wasn't like a thing where they, you know, had a whole setup like Amy Fisher did, you know? But which is the first thing I ever watched in high definition. I'm not ashamed to talk about it. My cousin's an idiot, by the way, for doing that to me. But I don't know, man. I'm not mad, but I would be upset if that was somebody I knew. And then like yesterday with the whole you know ambulance thing, like those are my colleagues, man. Those are my brothers and sisters. We have a brotherhood. It's like the cops and the firemen. We have the same kind of brotherhood. Any civil service is like a brotherhood, you know? And you don't do shit like that, man. I don't know. And I guess with wrestling, it's been commonplace because we've had, you know, when the Divas would pose for Playboy, or I know Mickey James did some porn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, with this genre, it's commonplace. I don't know. I'm not really into Paige anyway. I think she's too. I'm really not. Like, she's not my type.
If we were like a Nia Jax.
Yeah. If it was Nia Jax, I wouldn't be even on the air right now. I'd be pulling it. And yeah. I'd be pulling.
What is your beef with Paige?
No. I don't have a beef. I've dated strippers and cocktail waitresses, and I've banged quite a few. But they're just not my type. I need some more bounce to the ounce. You know what I'm saying? I like a bigger girl. You know, they take care of you better. You know, it's just for me. It's a preference. I love skinny girls. I've tackled many in my day. However, I like a bigger girl. You know,
she could suck a mean schlong, and I'll say that.
Right, well, yeah. Apparently, she had a lot of practice, according to those the stuff that I just saw. You know, and it is saying, what's that?
Oh, go ahead. I said, of all people that have tapped that, of all people, Brad Maddox hit it first.
Why are you mad? That's another thing, too. I saw some threads. Why are you mad at Brad Maddox?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm like fucking high five, dude. But a lot of people are mad. I don't know why they are. I mean, shit, I don't know.
They're mad because it is Brad Maddox?
I guess they're mad because it is Brad Maddox.
No, they're mad because it ain't them, basically.
No.
Yeah, come on, dude. Come on, dude, stop it. if it was
more mad at the fact that it's somebody of the status of a Brad Maddox.
If it was all right, so let's say it was, if it was Roman Reigns, would you say, "Oh my God, it's Roman Reigns"? Oh my God, it's Seth Rollins.
I'd be floored if it was Roman Reigns.
Anyway, you want to Skype in, it's Throwbacks and Awfulness, one word, all one word. You could send me a message, and I'm going to have to add you, because apparently every time I go to add somebody to the call, it puts everybody else on hold. So just message me, and I'll add you to the call. Add me on Skype, and I'll add you to the call. And the phone number is 718-878-6394. But like I said, try to use the Skype, because I had to update Skype, and it was a shit show. I had to delete it and reinstall it the other night. It was like a shit show because I was snowed in. I mean, I really wasn't snowed in. It was nasty out here on Tuesday. And like,
sleeted in.
Yeah, well, Staten Island got like, I woke up at 5:30 and it was already 6 inches of snow.
And you didn't go into work, did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
That's the thing, though. They got mad at me. They know they got mad at me. They're like, they gave me an attitude. I'm like, you know, I sleep on fucking like military cots, and I've stayed here through Sandy and every snowstorm and rainstorm for the last 11 years. Throw me a fucking bone, man. I had a kid sick in bed. I had 6 inches of snow on the ground. I'm like, you guys are like ridiculous.
Well, the buses weren't even running, right?
They were on a modified schedule.
Yeah, that means it's not running.
Right. So like, you know, if I could have went to work on the bus, but you know I use mass transit. You know, my boys go, I drove in. I'm like, you live in the Bronx and you're 20 minutes away. Like, it's, you know, and then one chick was like, oh, I don't know why y'all didn't make it in. I'm like, because you motherfuckers drive. You realize I take like a 2-hour commute every day, right? So let's add another 2 hours to my commute going back and forth. Yeah, eat a dick. I ain't coming in.
Oh my God.
So Shaylin wants to know, would you guys agree that there's double standard when it comes to wrestlers in that type of situation? Look at Seth Rollins and Tom Phillips. I can't help but think that this will end badly for Paige.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
Oh, V-Dog's in the room. Well, we're going to address V-Dog in a second. But anyway, but yeah, dude, I have no problem with these people making videos. You know, it's sad that it got out. You know, if you know what I'm saying, I don't know.
But I think she does have a point though, that there is a double standard because, you know, when Seth's cock shot came out. You know, they were so easy. WWE was so easy to dismiss it. You know, because he was the champion at the time when that came out, right?
Was she? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That wasn't a face picture. That was just his dick, right?
It was.
I'm asking because I didn't see it. I know you saw it.
Of course, I saw it.
We know you saw it. You fucking broadcasted it all day. On the interwebs.
No, I did not.
You did, you fucking horn dog.
Virgin. I'm not in anything that moves.
Come to my house, the fish stop swimming.
I'm not going to sit there and mark out over a dick pic of Seth Rollins. Come on, man.
I think
I'm bi, but I'm not bi.
I believe it's different for Rollins and Phillips because their face was not associated with whatever picture was happening, and it's hard for Tom Phillips was in a tech situation, either that could be doctored or not, but there's like no concrete evidence, whereas Paige is definitely getting splooged on her face. So that, I mean, that's happening, and it's unfortunate that it got out. You know, like, you know, rule number one, if you're a star, don't ever fucking tape yourself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, where Paige is going through a situation where she has been suspended, where she's basically going through she's going through legal bullshit with WWE anyway. So with this coming out, they're not gonna give her any bit of slap on the wrist. Like this was the nail on the coffin for her time in WWE, and it sucks, and it really is a double standard.
Well, the fact that you're justifying, you know, that she made a video because of what she was going through. I can't, listen, you're a grown up, you make a conscious effort to film yourself and your boyfriend doing the nasty, or film yourself sticking stuff in all your orifices, or have your boyfriend film you rocking some Dexter St. Jock looking dude. You know, like, I just
I don't even know what that reference is.
It's an Eddie Murphy reference from what to do with a big schlong. But yeah, dude, I have no idea. You guys want to call in? I'm getting messages. I don't know what's up with Skype. It's 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394, or Skype, all one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. I don't know what's going on with Skype, but I'll try to add you guys. And if you call and I don't answer, I'll just add you to the call. So, no big deal.
Don't put me on hold.
No, I don't want to put you on hold. You're my co-host tonight.
Thanks,
bro. So,
stinks.
What stinks?
The room that we're leaking all the photos just got fucking shut down.
Damn. Okay. So let's talk about the real news today. How about that Southpaw Regional Wrestling, eh?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god.
No, I'm gonna watch it this weekend. I've been knee deep in fucking Iron Fist and corned beef.
I thought you'd be the first person to watch.
Yes, right? Dude, I was so amped. For Iron Fist, when Marvel does this to me, my whole world ends. You know what happened to me with Luke Cage? I watched the entire series in less than like 18 hours.
I'm surprised you're not watching it right now.
I want to, but I
gonna do this way.
I watch it now, but I'm knee deep in college basketball.
Yeah, you know what? I can't, and I'll talk about that too. I went to my first college basketball game. It was the Big East Championship last Saturday with Matt from Shining Wizards. Shout out to Matt. Thank you for the ticket. That ticket was expensive too, man. We sat center court. It was Villanova, the defending champions, against Creighton University. I didn't even know where Creighton was. Had to look it up. But, you know, I'd never been to a college game before, so it was fun. You know, it was a cool experience. I'd go back. You know, to the Garden. I'd go back anywhere for a college game at this point, you know. Hightower's in the room, dude. I don't know about what you heard, but I'm 4 or 5 episodes in, and that shit is rigorous.
Listen to your boy, Hightower.
Yeah,
stop going to Jehovah's tours. You're always filming outside.
I probably watch everything I have to watch on like Sunday or Monday, but this weekend is.
I'll watch the tournament when it gets like the Sweet 16 or the Big 8, the Sweet 8, Sweet 16, I don't know what the fuck they call it, but the last 8 or 16 teams, I'll watch it, I'll pay attention, you know, like, I can care less.
You've been missing some good games.
I'm really not though, dude. I got the baseball classic going on. I just finished my fantasy, my strat draft, so I'm getting all ready for that, getting ready for the season. I already lost 3 games. And I'm just knee deep in baseball right now and football free agency. That's where I've been the last 72 hours, and fucking Iron Fist. That's where I've been the last 72 hours. My parents gave me an iPad this week.
Wow.
My mom's old iPad 2. And and I'm like, this is great. Now I can, you know, I have this scoring app that I use for my strat league. And it's only for the iPad or the iPhone. And I'm not putting fucking box scores in an iPhone every time I play Strat. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I got an iPad now. It's dope. It's like, this is like my world just changed. I'm downloading movies off of Netflix. And I'm watching them on the way home now. I'm like, look at me, Mr. Fancy Pants, with the technology. So, anyway. So how's your week, Rob? What you been up to?
I've been fucking busy at work. Busy hustling at night, you know.
Yeah, I see that. The Bachelor.
It's two different me. It's just work me and then out of work me.
I remember. Go ahead.
I have a philosophy is like I don't like to go home straight after work, and since I live close to my work, fortunately, that like I want to make the most of my night. So like I kind of like find myself coming home, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and just waking up at 7, which is stupid. But I only do that, like, maybe once a month.
Yeah.
But I usually, on average, come home around 10 p.m. because I'm just, like, busy doing stuff.
That's going to hit you in the face when you hit a certain age, it's like that those nights are, like, they get worse.
I'll do it now. I'll do it now and then I'll regret later.
Right, because I remember like the last couple of times I did that, I'd come in like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 6 to go to work. You're like, oh man, I'm on the ambulance at that point. I was like, man, this is the worst decision I've ever made in my life. And I made some terrible decisions.
Remember we went to Dave's birthday party that one time?
Yes.
At Kenka, and you left at like, was it 10 p.m.?
Yeah, yeah.
We kept going until probably like 2 a.m.
Oh, Jesus. That for me is, I wish, man. I wish. Like, my wife fell asleep already. We've been up since 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, you got kids.
Right, that's the thing. You know, like, your life changes too.
Yeah.
You know, and we have him this weekend, so like we took him to school, cool. And he was like, you know, picking him up and then hanging out, and then like she's like, all right, I'll wait for you to do your show and then we'll hang out tonight. I'm like, oh yeah, baby, and then like walk in there right before 9 o'clock, while you text me, she's done, she's already full, she's asleep already. So it's the life we lead now, the life we lead.
Yeah. You been keeping up with ROH or New Japan lately?
ROH, yes. New Japan, no. I did. The only last thing I watched on New Japan was the Ring of Honor co-show they did, the two nights.
Right.
But you were very busy securing us tickets for the May show.
Oh my God! It took me the whole day to figure out the damn pre-sale code.
I tried.
And I know we've done this before. And someone sent it to me, and I had the bright idea at like 5:55 p.m. So I'm like, let me just look up the term pre-sale in my history. And I found it. I was like, oh, ROH Manhattan. Oh, it unlocked. They took our fucking seats, but we're right where we sat.
Pretty much. Oh, okay. Like, so same price, same area. So,
yeah, I'm just gonna hang out in the back and two sweet fucking young bucks. It'd be fine.
Okay, let's see. I'm getting a request. Hold on, let me accept this, and then I'll add him to the call. All right, gentlemen. Add people. No. Let's see. No, what is it? No, I didn't do that.
Hey, stop jerking off.
Yeah, do that. All right, add to the call. There we go. Let's see if this works. Anyway, so while we're getting that going.
Hello.
Yeah, it's dialing. It's a West Coast call, so it's like 6:30 over there, I think, if it's the person I'm thinking of.
It's time for dinner.
Yeah, time for dinner over there.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, are you there, caller? Hello, caller. This guy. Hello? Nah.
All I want to do is
do. Okay.
Anyway, Rob, you were saying?
I forgot.
So you secured the ROH tickets?
Yeah, I got 8, which reminds me of. I'm not sure if Rage wants to go. I didn't ask him yet, but maybe I should since he's.
I have zero way of even getting there, so. I mean, probably not.
It's. Me, what's up?
Oh, there you go. Wait, what, dude? It's not that hard to use technology. What's going on?
No. I'm using my phone right now. I just barely got a mic like an hour ago, man. And this is V-Dog, by the way, from the Post Match Podcast. Messaging Kaz, letting him know that he can call in. He does not have Skype even on his phone. I barely just downloaded it right now.
Yeah, he can call in. I had to redo Skype. It was a shit show last week. I was on a rant on Tuesday, and I tried to call. It was ridiculous. Sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I've never used Skype prior. I've always been open to it. It's just something that I've never, like, you know, tried to do. But from what I can tell, it looks like it's going to be a lot easier. So,
yeah, I know
the quality comes in a lot better, too.
Once you know it, it's fine. It's just, it's for some reason, the last several months, people who've used it, only because of the technology, they installed something. And I'm on a Mac, and I thought, oh, nothing can happen to me. I'm on a Mac. I don't have these fucking window problems that these other people have. And
I don't have a problem. You
know, what did you say, Rage?
I said, I don't have problems.
You have plenty of problems. We'll get into that later.
You have fucking problems.
You have a lot of fucking problems.
Jesus.
V-Dog, what's going on, man?
I feel your pain, Rage. I really
do. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This on the Post-Match Podcast.
You guys can hug this one out, okay? I heard about that dilemma. Dude, you're a good-looking dude. What is wrong with you?
Wait, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I know Rage ain't good-looking. I'm talking to you.
Okay, yes, real quick. Let me thank you very much for that compliment, Phil. But let me say what's up to everybody. My name is V-Dog. For, you know, I don't know if anybody else has listened to the podcast, the post-match podcast, but Phil definitely has. I know that.
And we plug it.
Much appreciated. I just want to say that real quick. Yeah. Much, much appreciated. So, yeah, that's all I want to say real quick. Phil, go ahead.
No, dude, I'm perturbed, man. I really am. And I heard your story on the last show.
What's the story?
Well, the story is this good-looking, handsome bastard was in, I guess, a bar setting, and a lovely lady approached him and basically tried to kick it to him, and he kind of sort of brushed her off, and then he heard her saying that he brushed her off.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, he heard her say, like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe you just brushed me off, or whatever it was, and I was like, she was coming on to him, to this situation, and he walked away from it.
Yeah, what's up?
I was taking my mom out for her birthday, and
mom would not understand.
Know. Yeah, no, that, I get that, but you know, like I was walking by, and I felt like I was kind of in her space. She's like, "Oh, hi," and I'm like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" And she's like, "I'm good." I'm like, "All right, now I got to get back." And then I hear her go like, "And you're running away from
me." Yeah, what she said.
Yeah.
I almost dropped my phone on the bus, man.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm just I don't know. I mean, where do I begin, man? I feel like this is going to be a therapy session.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to break down your whole entire psyche and your self-esteem. If you listen, I don't have time for that. I only do 2 hours. I'm just telling you that you need to, you know, buckle up and you know, grow some balls a little bit and take an initiative.
I agree. No, I mean, I know it's. I know this. That's the crazy thing is I know this, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's anxiety or what, man. But
you know what it is, bro.
Anything simple.
It's not even that. It's confidence. I'm twice your size. At one time, I was 3 times your size, and I was banging cocktail waitresses at 2 at a time.
Jesus Christ!
Because I was confident, not cocky, but confident. I could walk into a room.
Sound like you're cocky though.
No, I wasn't. I'm sounding cocky because I'm Italian. I'm from Brooklyn, but I was confident and scared at the same time. If that makes any sense.
It kind of does.
Because I was scared. I was scared to fail. I'm still scared to fail professionally, personally. That's a thing with me, and I see therapy. I see a therapist for that. Mm-hmm. However. What I could tell you is that the confidence comes from you, comes from within, and you have to have a self-worth,
right?
Good enough to walk into any setting like that and be like, okay, even if you get shot down, at least you made an initiative to talk to somebody,
yeah,
you know?
True.
Yeah, and this chick was practically throwing it at you, though, dude.
Yeah, true. Okay, Kaz says he's calling in. Real quick, just want to make that clear.
All right.
He's not calling in from Skype, so I don't know exactly what you're going to do there.
I could try to take. We'll figure it out. It's not too early. Even if I have to hang up on Rage, we'll figure it out.
Call back though, right?
He can do whatever he wants. It's open mic night tonight.
Okay. Hey, Rage, good luck, man. Is it the eating contest you guys are going to do?
No, it's not. He fucking pussied out.
He pussied out.
No, I didn't push it out. I had a damn good reason for turning it down.
It's done. Okay. It's done. We're not talking about it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, my bad.
Hold on a second. Hold on, I think we're getting another call. Kaz, is that you, brother?
That's me, brother. What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Well, how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. I'm talking to your boy right now. I'm schooling him.
Yeah, I hear he's got a lot of issues. Maybe you can help him. I know I can't get through him.
Oh, jeez.
Let her touch the penis, man. That's all you gotta do.
It's all you gotta do, man. You gotta. If they throw it at you, you take it. It's like Frisbee. You take it, you throw it back, you take it, you throw it back, and it's a good night.
He's a little bit more of a case than that, my friend.
Yeah, that's fine. I accept that. That's not even an insult. It's very complex. But
so what did I miss so far?
You missed you just missed me talking to your boy and telling him that you know he needs to grow some balls and take an initiative.
That's what I'm saying.
I know
he needs to kill his effort before it even gets started.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's fine. But real quick, though, I want to say Phil was saying he used to bang like 2 cocktail waitresses at a time.
Yeah,
Phil's got 2 dicks.
Right.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, I'm glad V-Dog brought that up. So I want to, you know, I just want to say, Sasha Banks before Nia Jax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I heard you guys clowning on Sasha Banks, and then I heard Phil say, but Nia Jax can get it.
Yeah.
Nia Jax cannot get it from me.
Okay. It's a preference. It's a preference. I listen. I'm not saying Sasha Banks is ugly. I just the forehead thing gets to me, but I can overlook that.
Come on, man. She's got long hair, man. You just put the hair down in the face, and you're good to go.
I'll tackle the weave. She's got a nice little weave going for her, and she's got
finally some voice of reason on this call.
But she's got a nice shit locker too. I'm not saying all these chicks are ugly. I mean, the only chick that I don't like that's ugly to me is what's her face. From TNA, the one that married Davey Richards. What's her nuts?
Angelina Love.
That fucking dish rag. She's terrible, dude. I mean, God bless Davey. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know. I mean, okay, a thick is a little okay, but 272 pounds. I'm sorry, man. I got to draw the line somewhere.
Listen, you just have to handle it, man. That's how you. There's a certain way.
All you, brother.
Okay.
That's all you,
I could take it. I can take
Speaking of which, you guys were talking about...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Go ahead.
What was that?
I was just saying, speaking of which, you guys were talking about that Paige sex tape that leaked. I wasn't sure if that was real or not.
No, it's legit.
Yeah.
It's legit.
It's legit. I watched it.
Yeah. It's
Kaz is on.
Kaz is a broadcast journalist, man. He needs to get on these things, man. He knows the deal.
Hey, I'm thorough, man. Even if it's the most worst thing I could ever see, I gotta watch it just so I'm informed.
And like I was telling the boys before, I was like, you know, I felt like if that was like somebody I knew, I'd be offended, but I'm not offended because I don't know her.
Even if I knew her, I wouldn't get offended. I know plenty of girls that I wish I could see naked. I wouldn't be offended. I mean, we all do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. We've all been guilty of doing something like that.
But here's the big question: does this actually finally get her fired?
Well, that was with I think Rage asked that question.
Not yet.
No, I don't know, man. I mean, if this don't get her fired now, I mean, she must be blowing Triple H, you know?
No, it's the movie. They want to make money on that movie. That's what it is.
Yeah, they want to make money on that.
Why are they making a movie about her?
Well, her family. Question. Her family is...
They're making a movie about her family, not really about her.
Yeah, the family is a big deal overseas. The family is like the Paul Heyman of England, you know?
That would be like they shot that scene after Raw for nothing, though, right? I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, Seth Rollins still has a job, you know, and he was sending dick pics out there, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
Tom Phillips.
Yeah, Tom Phillips, too. That he was sexting, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Tom Phillips is amazing. that made him better.
I actually like Tom Phillips now.
I like Tom Phillips when they were two-man team the other night on SmackDown when everybody got snowed in.
That was great. I love that.
Fucking love that gimmick.
Kaz does not like Mauro Ranallo. That's okay.
I'm passe with him. I don't really. He goes. I agree with Kaz though. He does go over the top a ton.
Yeah,
like the pop culture references are great.
Yeah, the pop culture references are cool if you're over 40, which is great for me. But if you I don't know. He goes over the top way too much for me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to hear
like him go crazy over a mid card match. You know.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. He starts at 10, and then there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he doesn't work up to it.
He's got
to
do a Jim Ross. He's got to build up to it, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, would you rather have Michael Cole?
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yes, I would.
Michael Cole is walking death.
Yeah, he's broadcast cancer.
Better yet, who's worse, Michael Cole or Josh Matthews?
Michael Cole.
Josh Matthews.
Yeah, Josh Matthews is worse than Cole?
I guess so. Have you heard him on Impact?
Because Michael Cole is good when he doesn't have somebody in his earpiece. He was good on that UK show. He was good on that Japan show a couple years ago. So when he doesn't have that going on, he actually sounds okay. Josh Matthews, man, with that strain in his voice, and even when he was like not doing that in WWE was just like, what is this? What am I watching? What am I listening to? Like, yeah, I just put on the headphones and listen to some music when he was on. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it's background noise for me now. I don't, you know, the stuff during the week. I, you know, if it wasn't for the kid, I'd be lost sometimes. You know,
That's right. Your kid keeps you going.
Yeah, he does. He keeps me abrupt of all the stuff because I can't. I just, it's hard to watch Raw, man.
Thank you. I'm glad.
I agree with you. I agree with you when you said it, and everybody here feels the same way. All the crew feels the same way. I know Rob feels the same way.
This is where V-Dog misunderstands my words. I never said it's not hard. I'm just saying it's required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll know what's going on. I'll see the results. I'll watch stuff on YouTube during the week. I just can't sit through 3 hours of it without fast-forwarding something. And that's hard for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up watching taped WWE programming where it was basically just jobbers until a pay-per-view. You know, or when you had Tuesday Night Titans and you had, you know, Superstars and Challenge and All-Star Wrestling, you know, I was spoiled because there was a huge build-up, and it wasn't that many pay-per-views that back then either.
The big four.
However, but when they went live in the 90s, the 2 hours was great. The 2 hours was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got fucking 17 hours of programming a week between NXT and the Cruiserweights and the fucking, you know, do they still play Superstars?
No.
Oh.
They canceled it. They canceled the main event, no?
No, I don't know. Shining Wizards Tony in the room. Hello, Tony. Mel Phillips is sending out dick pics too, huh? Yeah, apparently.
Who?
Look it up, Rage.
I couldn't hear you. Who?
That said Mel Phillips. What do you want? A fucking what kind of phone you have there? That Metro PCS gimmick?
Who?
You chooch! I'm talking to you.
I have no Metro PCS gimmick. I got a Samsung Galaxy S7 from T-Mobile. Thank you very much.
Anyway,
that's a good phone, man.
You sound like you're in your fucking in your bathroom. Okay, that's what you sound like right now. I'm just saying. you're under the covers like fucking Little House in the Prairie. Tell Half Pint to put the fucking candle out. All right.
Would you like me to get on Skype, Phil?
Yeah, get on Skype like a human being. All right. You bought yourself a nice microphone. Get off your fucking phone. Get on a microphone.
Wear some pants.
This is
why we can't get along around.
This is why we can't have nice things.
No, this is why we can't get along.
Get on Skype. All right, he's done. Man, hang up on him. Anyway.
This is great. Let me tell you. I mean it. Thank you for having us on, man. This is fun.
Well, I got to tell you, I picked up on the podcast a few months ago, and I'm kind of bummed that you're leaving.
I might still do reviews of SmackDown. It's just, I think the Raw thing is the main reason why. No, like the more I'm thinking about it, and you saying that, it's like it's just such a goddamn chore to watch Raw. I mean, my goodness.
Well, you know, I kind of feel bad because I got into it. And now you guys are, you know, now you're splitting the team up. I mean, it's hold on a second. Let me get AA in here because he runs the place. Hello, boss.
Hello.
Hello, boss man. What's going on?
Hello, boss.
My spidey senses told me that somebody was calling in with a terrible connection.
Yeah, no, he's off the connection now.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with him with his breaking up. Like, it's not like he was in a truck somewhere in Newark. Ridiculous.
Or at the base of a glory hole.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Okay.
Basically. Wow. So, boss, are you having a better couple of days, boss? I know you had a shitty week.
I think we're the cause of that. Part of a collective.
Oh, man. Anyway.
This is a bad one.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Delightful. Yes.
Just a dandy week. I don't wish jury duty upon anybody. 2 days just to be told, no, we don't need you.
Well, yeah, and you're in the state of Florida, and there's like that's like one of the criminal capitals of the country.
Listen, I understand getting picked for a case. I don't understand being told to stand in a hallway for 2 days simply so that they could tell me, you can go home.
Now, did you wear your gloves to work, to the jury duty?
Of course not.
Okay, because I know you have that allergy on your hand. Maybe they thought you were a fucking terrorist or something. You know, I don't know.
Did you tell them you were a racist?
That's exactly what he did.
I started looking for excuses and came very close.
This is what he said to the god. Hold on. This is what he said to the god.
What did you say, nigga?
That's exactly what he said to the... And they're like, no, Mr. Double A, you're done.
Ridiculous.
Rest in peace, LaWanda Page.
Son, that's the baby.
I came very close to, bringing up, things, making up shit just to get out of, because the truth wasn't working.
Well, if the truth was, I can make it, then, yeah.
No, the truth was, the truth was, you got to let me out of here. I got a shitload of work to do, and you're eating up precious minutes here.
See, I would come dressed in loafers in a potato sack and tell them that I'm a leper. Be like, fuck that shit, man.
I'm not going to rehash my entire experience, but if the 65-year-old woman in the back row who was leaving for Jamaica on Sunday couldn't get out of it, there was no way I was going to be
able to. That was Ms. Cleo. Call me now for your free reading.
Yeah, they were like, fuck Jamaica.
Fuck Jamaica.
Everybody was looking for excuses between telling, I got kids. And then some
I need this job.
He's later.
Some douchebag I really thought, and I swear on a stack of Bibles, I'm not making this up, that he thought when the judge asked him, what's keeping you from being here? Like, well, I got 7 dogs.
Wow.
And I got an alligator in the backyard.
And the judge said, I got 3 dogs. What's your point? I got to take care of the dogs. And I'm like, okay. Do the dogs need to be, do they have medical condition? No.
I got an epileptic dog at home.
They're just a lot to take care of. So what would happen? So are the dogs left unattended right now? Like, yeah. the judge kind of just went, okay.
You know? Wow. I just imagine them down there in Florida saying, you tell them you got kids or whatever. Like, fuck your kids. This is Florida. Like think about where you are.
Let me tell you something. Without using those exact words, that's pretty much what happened.
And I know Kaz get this reference, and the sheriff looks like the dude from Smokey and the Bandit, like the Jackie Gleason, the Buford T. Justice.
You know what? As soon as I get home, I'm gonna punch your mama in the mouth.
Exactly.
Listen, that may be up in North Florida, but in South Florida, anyway.
Well, my biggest fear getting called for jury duty is trying somebody I know.
Oh my God! When that happens, they excuse you.
No.
Because you're not supposed to. If they ask you, I mean, it's different in every state, but they ask you, do you recognize anybody in this room? And if you say yes, well, they let you go.
Well, there you go.
That's
your way out, right?
Everybody, listen, I was one of 70 people, and nobody thought of doing that, so.
Oh.
So I wasn't the only jackass that didn't do that.
I just walk in with an ankle bracelet.
That's it. Take my wife's so
Doesn't matter. There was a guy there that was convicted of manslaughter in Ohio, and they still held him until the last possible minute. So
he was a jury guy, jury kid.
Oh yeah.
Okay, terrific.
How can a felon be eligible for jury?
Why is he not in jail?
this is Florida, guys. I mean,
my parents live in Florida.
Well, your parents aren't from Florida, man. They're transplanted.
No, I've been to Florida. It was a terrible experience.
I love certain parts of Florida. I do. I really do. It's a beautiful state, you know.
Yeah. I know that's very true, but like if you read some of the stories that's happened in Florida in the last 4 to 5
years, one of our old shows had a segment stories from Florida. So
I think I remember that.
Yeah, like, Freaks and Effing Geeks, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
I just wanted to call in to say that my my tweeters were going off when I heard that terrible audio. So,
well, the person's back on the line now. Are you there, sir?
God, that makes me want to vomit. Oh, okay. All right. I think I'm gonna go.
All right, boss man. Right. Have a great weekend.
I'll talk to you guys.
Keep Let's a tight ass, sir. All right.
Bye.
All right. Peace. All right. That was the proprietor of this fine establishment, Mr. Double A.
So much unnecessary hatred.
Well, you know what? If Kaz and V-Dog will allow me to entertain this for a minute while they're on the line, I want to talk. Ahead. I really want to discuss why you backed out of this fucking contest, man.
Oh, gosh.
Do you really want to get into this?
I just need... Listen.
There are promos out there.
All right. Never mind.
I'll... Okay, look.
Give me the abridged version.
I'm not gonna cut a promo.
Listen, don't cut a promo. You're not smart like that. Just give me the abridged version, and explain to me why you're fucking ruining our WrestleMania weekend. Just tell me why.
I apologize.
You better apologize. First of all, you don't owe me an apology.
Shaylin's upset. You have to apologize to her.
Yeah, and Shaylin's upset. Well, yeah. Shaylin's a big fan of the show, big fan of the network, and now you fucking ruined
Shaylin,
it.
She says you lost your balls. I love Shaylin, even though we've never met, and I don't even know what she looks like. I really do apologize for your mania being ruined, but the reason why I backed out, and it's quite simple. I took a look at that contract, and there were two things that were snuck in that I didn't like, and I had no aware that was going to be in there.
Oh, God.
One being, like I said, one being the whole thing of David gets to choose what we eat if we meet, and fucking it was gonna be a mystery, which I thought was a complete and utter unfair advantage.
Let me tell you something. You could have. Okay. I don't know if you could have eaten a wasabi roll because that's fucking crazy. But honestly, I think it would have been even, Steven, between you and me on the wing eating contest because I had those ghost pepper wings.
I totally agree.
That shit will get you. And I saw Dave eat that, and you're glad that he wasn't gonna go and compete with the ghost pepper wings. He ate that without wiping his forehead, without having a drink, and kept on dipping more sauce.
Well, good for him. For him.
I'm saying we could have made history, you and me.
History.
Yeah, we could have. But
I'm
telling you, you should have just manned up, you know, fucking accept the shit that's coming at you, and then just win.
Look, I will love nothing more, but when people kept on telling me, when people kept on complaining to me about, you know, me trying to, you know, me shooting my mouth off about, you know, this and that,
That's fine because you were in at one point.
No, it's not like, it's not, no, I'm being
I'm,
like,
I'm all about you here. Slinging shit. Cause that's
I'm not talking about trash talk. I mean like fucking people like me. It's hard to explain, but
yeah, don't. I get it. I you explain yourself. I just
watch the promos.
Yeah, I'll watch the promos. You know.
Yeah, and the whole thing of me getting my beverage for the rest period, and then I'm not getting it, and then I was getting it.
If it's I were like, you, I'd have taken it.
All right, just. All right, so that's why you backed out. Okay, all right.
And you keep saying I backed out.
You did.
You did.
That's not the word I would use.
When you stop,
pussy down.
When you stop,
anyway.
And for the record, Rage, I was rooting for you, man.
Thank
I,
you.
I would. I
you had a lot of people rooting for you.
I respectfully declined.
Okay, that's fine. Let's get Mr.
You didn't wear any pants. What was up with that?
I did wear pants. I wore boxers, and if you couldn't take me sitting on my ass wearing boxers,
No one wants to see the handbag, dude. Christ. No one wants to see the handbag. Mr. Hightower, you want to add to this real quick?
I just want to add one thing, and my only gripe was the rest period, just him having some water. That's all.
Hightower. Yeah.
I wanted milk.
Not milk, wow. But I said water. And then I think David would have considered that.
Tower. I read how bad water is when it comes down to spicy food. That's
I know, but I was just trying to. I was trying to make sure that this thing would happen, but you said no. So don't blame the team. The team told this man to do it. We told him to do it.
I'm not blaming anybody but him. I'm not. No one said this was your fault or Nick German Suplex's fault. No, I'm not blaming anybody but him. And that's it. So it's a dead issue now. I just want
to.
No,
Phil.
Now we're just gonna have a squash match between me and Mikey. No one wants to see that.
Yeah, my kid's gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see that.
Anyway, you see, guy, Kaz V Dog. You see what I have to deal with now? You see this shit?
Oh, Kaz, your thoughts, man, because I've talked to him quite a bit. So, Kaz, what do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, I only know a little bit about the situation. I don't know anything about these promos or anything. But I would have to say, regardless of what it is, my personal thought on it, anytime in life you have a challenge, you're like Frank Williams. You get in there, you don't run from nobody.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
And Phil knows what I'm talking about.
Mr. X?
He's not Mr. X. It's Kaz from post match, man. And he made a Frank Williams fucking reference. So he's aces.
I made an analogy like Mick Foley going up against Triple H for the strap. Triple H has a strap. You don't see Mick Foley saying, "Oh, if I win, I'm going to take over DX." It just doesn't make sense.
I'm not Mick Foley.
Obviously, you guys wear the same pants though.
Wow.
And the same amount of teeth.
Will you stop?
Look, it's not my fault that I stood up for what I believed was right, and I still believe what I did was right for me.
Hey, Rob, you know where Rage got those pants?
I got it from a Negro.
Oh.
y'all just haters, man. Y'all just haters of my pants, and y'all just haters of the fact that I cut it off, and I got style, and the ladies dig a man with style. I'm sexy.
All right.
Nope.
Rage, you're so much like me, dude.
Yeah, you guys need to fucking. You guys need your own fucking. You guys need your own sitcom.
Well,
let's get on to WrestleMania, man.
I'm a little curious. I'm not excited about WrestleMania, personally.
Oh, I am.
Tell me why. Please.
I am now, after that shit that I saw on SmackDown with AJ.
Oh, that's true.
Fucking Shane, I'm excited.
No, it's not going to be Shane.
It's gonna be
Shinsuke.
You think so?
Imagine
all that right now.
Get his match.
That's not gonna happen. I guarantee. If anything, Shinsuke is probably gonna make his debut the night after Mania.
Yeah, I think
that's
so,
what
too.
Everybody expects. But AJ can go like the best of him, but he's gonna go against Shane McMahon. He's like a novelty. Put him up against fucking Big Show or something. Don't waste your talent. For Shane McMahon, if you're AJ Styles.
That's not a waste of talent. Come on, man. Those two in like a street fight environment, that will fucking tear the roof off.
I am really afraid for Nakamura to go up to the main roster because of Vince.
Why, they'll make him shuck and jive?
Like, yeah, I think they're going to show him.
If he goes to SmackDown, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
if he goes to SmackDown, but I really don't want him to go to Raw.
I think Vince is racist. I don't think Vince wants him on Raw.
Yeah, he's going to get Finn Balor back.
Vince will make
him the only
wow, there's where V-Dog gets it.
Yeah, that's what I say. I say the same thing. Unless that was a shot at me.
Well, no, it wasn't. Not at all.
I'm glad somebody else sees that other than myself. Because, it just if you look at the track record of how he's treated a lot of minorities. I mean, except for now, kind of. It's a little bit different. But for the
I was being facetious. I don't think Vince has that much of an influence like he did
back in the day,
even 10 years ago.
True.
I think it's to the point now where he'll say something in the headset, or he'll text one of them if he even has a small phone, because he's just 71 years old. But mm-hmm.
Ages him at his best.
Being serious. I mean, I could see them putting Nakamura on Raw just to have, because that's their flagship show, and they gave him main event money to be in NXT.
Think, I don't know, Stephanie kind of reminded me of Vince McMahon, too, though.
Yes. Yes, very
which
much
is unfortunate.
So.
All right, let's take this one call. 718, you're on the air.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
What's up, boo-boo?
It's Lynn from Fallon. How you doing?
Hey, yeah. Girl. Hey.
Wow.
What's up, Reid?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
Well, I'm fantastic. Now that you called.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Now, what do you
know? So you there?
She's fully aware you have no balls, Rage.
Oh man.
Wow, that's funny.
Damn. Jeez.
All right, hey, Shaylin.
Kaz,
what?
You're not. Kaz ain't this bad. Jesus.
What?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Kaz, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry.
All right, okay, we got way too many heads on the line, so I'm gonna just try to get everybody in and out. So,
okay,
I'm hold out. On. What's that?
I said I'm out.
Mr. Hightower, you're out. You'll be on tomorrow night with Mr. Morgan.
Yeah.
All right, brother. I'm gonna once the family goes to bed, I'll try to catch you guys out there. All right, brother.
Hightower.
Yeah.
English. Don't you speak it?
Forget you, Rob. Good night, Mr. Hightower.
Good night.
All right, that's Mr. Hightower.
Love that guy.
What's on your mind, Shane? What's that?
Was that Ron Hightower?
No.
Bubba Smith Hightower.
Bubba Smith Hightower.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought it was the porn producer.
No.
Will you stop?
Oh, God.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
Got a soundbite.
We have a lady on the air, guys. We got to be classy now.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man. You guys are hysterical.
Thank you.
So what's the word, Phil? What are we talking about?
Whatever you guys want to talk about. This is just it's your night, man.
Let me say this. I got mixed feelings about WrestleMania. I wanted to do well, but at the same time, I feel like it's just going to be just one of those WrestleManias is just going to be so, like, bad, and this is, like, one of the matches would just be that one match that would just have to carry the whole event.
Hmm.
You know, like for example, WrestleMania 25, that one good match, I would say two. One was Taker and Shawn, and then the other was Chris Jericho versus Steamboat, Piper, and Snuka, and I swear, Ricky Steamboat was money.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that six man from the six man from a couple of years ago? You're talking about?
It was three against one. Okay. With Jericho against the three.
Oh yeah.
It was a handicap.
Right.
Yeah. But I can't help but think that this WrestleMania is going to be kind of like that.
Well, I think if they do really go through with AJ and Shane, I would have to say that will be entertaining to an extent. Cass thinks it'll be really good.
I'm not
looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and I'm not at all discrediting Cass's opinion because I definitely see where he's coming.
You totally are, you fucker.
Did you see that Steiner that Shane got on SmackDown? I was like, damn. I mean, he got legit hit hard. I was like, oh my God. I mean, that was just.
I don't know. I kind of feel bad for AJ. Nothing against Shane, but now they're throwing Shane at him. The guy's been holding down the company for a year. You know what I'm saying?
Nakamura's gonna do it.
Yeah. No pun intended. He had a phenomenal year.
Look at you with the pun. Yeah. No. Seriously. No. You're right though. And you know what? I'm gonna agree with Kaz, and I'll tell you why. On paper, I think it looks like complete dog shit, but I think for some reason, you're gonna get a couple of nice spots, and it's gonna entertain you. I think they're taking away certain things, and they're gonna try to give you, you know, the spots and you know, maybe finish a couple of storylines because this is basically the end of their year, you know.
Right.
So, you know, they're gonna try to at least entertain us to the point where you don't want to walk out of the stadium. You know what I'm saying? And I'm more excited now every year for the build up now with NXT and the doing radio shit now getting the crew together for the day and all that other shit. You know, that for me is more now. I think the fact that they made it a whole weekend for me now intrigues me. That makes me happy. It's almost like a Super Bowl
with NXT TakeOver with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, exactly.
That as an access all right. over that, and right. it's fantastic.
It's like when the Super Bowl was here a couple of years ago. They hold on, thank you, Hammer. When the Super Bowl was here a couple of years ago, they shut down Midtown. And they made a whole village, NFL village, and we got autographs from Derek Thomas, and we walked around, saw the trophy, got our faces on Madden covers. It was cool as shit. And then that's what I liked. The weekend, the Super Bowl itself was like, whatever, it's all right. But the experience for me now is what's more intriguing. So
nice. That, of course, the Super Bowl was shit. I mean.
Can I say something about Mauro Ranallo? I swear to God, and I don't know if you guys agree, he reminds me of Rod Trongard with his voice.
Ron Trongard, wow. That was the fill-in guy for the house shows, The Garden. Ron Trongard here.
Yes, I remember hearing his voice for the first time, and then I turned to my uncle. My uncle's the reason I got into watching wrestling since I was like 3-4 years old. And I turned to him and was like, oh shit, you know who reminds me of? I was like, who is that? Ron Trongard? He's like, who is that? Ron Trongard?
How do you know who that guy is? You can't be as old as me.
I cannot believe I just heard a female pull out the Ron Trongard.
I know.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm not going to lie.
This is awesome.
Wrestling. I would literally watch tapes of wrestling, and then I would hear their voice, and you know, and then it just stuck with me. And then I heard Mauro Ranallo, and I thought right off the bat, Ron Trongard. It just
wow. I got a chubby. I'm not gonna lie about it. I got a chubby.
Very proud of you.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, yeah. If there's otherwise, there's I don't know. Like, what are they gonna do with Braun Strowman, guys? At WrestleMania, are they just gonna
He'll dominate the Battle Royal. Don't you drive down line? He will dominate. I'm telling you, that's a winner right there.
But does anybody care about that match though? Honestly, I mean, like, no. I mean, that's cool to see him win something, but still playing
here? Like, it should be that. Let that me ask everyone a question. Did you say axe?
I said axe.
I'm just gonna say this one ideology here about V-Dog. He is the epitome of the guy who counts his chickens before they hatch.
Okay. All right. So everything
is going to be bad. He doesn't see it. He doesn't know it. He doesn't watch it yet. But everything is going to be bad.
But Kaz, that's not just him. That's everybody his age now.
We're all jaded.
Fucking millennials.
Yeah, you go to these shows, and you've heard me speak about this already. You go to the shows. Yeah. And I sat in front of about three V-Dogs, right?
Oh, no.
They were behind me. Seriously.
Oh, geez, my nightmare.
Right, dude. And they were and Rob will tell you this, because Rob was sitting. It was me, Rage, a bunch of us, right? And it was me, Rage, and I was sitting next to Rob's brother, Lane. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden we hear, like, them critiquing Nakamura's, like, his gear.
No, see, I've never done that.
Like, but it gets bad. Like, these two fucking hipsters... And their friend were like, oh, yeah, well, this guy, his boots look way too tight for him.
No,
I mean,
I never did.
And look at that spot. That spot.
There's nothing wrong with his gear. I mean, I love the gimmick. I love the image.
Right, but that's what the fan base has gone to now. It's they pay their ticket to just to sit there and just pick apart every single aspect of the show.
Pathetic.
And not suspend their disbelief. And not letting themselves be entertained for at least an hour of the three fucking hours that you're sitting there.
Okay, but
starting stupid ass chants.
I've never done But I can say I don't sit there and critique boots and all that stuff. Kaz can tell you I've gone to shows with him. I've actually enjoyed myself, so I don't fit in that category.
Well, maybe Kaz is rubbing off on you, you know, and then you know
my thought on everything. Oh, go ahead.
No. I wanted to ask. I don't know if you guys remember that Raw after WrestleMania back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The Izod Senna.
The one where Ziggler won
the title.
I was there. I was actually there to see it. I had actually had won tickets to go to Raw after WrestleMania. There was a contest. It was like, I forget what the website was. I think it was NJ.com. Com, and they were giving away not only tickets to Access, but I won tickets to Raw after WrestleMania, and that was the most entertaining Raw I ever watched. I mean, that crowd, the most of the crowd was obviously a UK crowd, but I laughed so hard. I just was never been so entertained in my entire life. And then watching the playback, and I'm thinking, not watching the playback, it nothing beats live.
Right.
And it was just hysterical. The guys they were chanting for, from, you know, they were chanting for JBL, they were chanting for Michael Cole, mm-hmm. Jerry Law, they were chanting for the pretzel guy, the popcorn yes. guy, the ice cream guy.
I remember that.
It was just the most hysterical thing. I mean, just, and when Ziggler won the belt, the whole crowd just popped. I thought the whole place was going to explode. It just was insane.
I have a question for you.
I mean,
I want to say something real quick. I went to the WrestleMania, the one that was in Santa Clara. She's 2 years ago. I went to that one, the one that had Roman Reigns
and Triple
Brock Lesnar in the main event.
Oh, that was the new stadium, right?
Yeah.
How was that place?
It was pretty damn good. I mean, very big. And let me tell you, nobody, like, around, at least in my section, we didn't complain about nothing. We all had a great time. And that massive WrestleMania, for the most part, didn't look great on paper to me. But it ended up being a lot of fun. I mean, the Undertaker-Bray Wyatt match wasn't so great. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. But we still had a good time. Like, we did our best to entertain ourselves. So that whole thing you're talking about, Phil, just blows my mind, because I could say, well, we're on the West Coast anyway.
Maybe it's an East Coast thing, I don't know, but I can't. It's annoying.
I just had no idea fans in the audience were like,
it annoys
like
my
apart,
life.
Like, every wrestler about their gear. I mean, that's messed up.
Oh, and I'm not just rolling with the kid. It's we got a whole crew now that we go with, and it's like, we'd be all sitting there, and I'm like, oh, and ROH crowd, even the ROH crowd, there was one dude with a notepad. There was one dude with a notepad.
Well, he did have a podcast. I overheard him.
But still, I have a podcast too. You see me taking fucking notes? No.
Well, good point.
You know?
Well, that's why you bring the little digital recorder. And
yeah. Everybody's got a smartphone. This dude's got like a scratch pad. Like it's nice, like he's Bill Apta, you know?
Hey, man, that's keeping it real, man. I still write down notes when I watch Raw and SmackDown.
He also had a homemade T-shirt, though. He had a homemade T-shirt, and he was like, he still is.
Why can't they? I wish WWE would one day put Bill Apta in the Hall of Fame.
They will. Oh. They will.
Who knows?
No, they will. They will. Everybody's gonna get in. It's just a pissing contest. Everybody's getting in.
I don't know about China. The way they keep dodging her.
Are you, dude? Yeah. Are you eating on the air? You fucking savage.
I just got some food.
All right, eat first. Don't talk to me. You got food in your face.
I was swallowing my food.
Yeah, you were swallowing something. You savage.
Oh God. Jeez, what's with that?
Anyway,
hostility.
No, everybody's getting in. It's just a matter of
that open table.
It's just politics, man. It's politics. Politics prevent accountability. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
everybody's getting in.
I was gonna say though, if you put Bill Apter in. Should put Dave Meltzer in. I mean, jeez. Well.
Listen,
oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what?
That's
He Meltzer, as everybody picks on him and rags on him, he started this whole thing, man, with the dirt sheets and the interwebs when the interwebs came out and he did all his dirt sheets online. It's just, listen, the guy's a trendsetter, man. Sugar Shane in the room. What up, Sugar Shane? Haven't heard from Sugar Shane in a minute. But
you know who they should put to in the Hall of Fame? The referees. Like, I mean, from the Joey Mello.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
They won't put Earl Hebner.
If it ever happens, Earl Hebner.
Earl Hebner's
like,
got to return his $50 that he sold the merch to.
Yeah, exactly. he's got to return that bribe money to DiBiase, too.
No, they gotta put Tommy Young in.
Tommy Young's gotta go in. Dick Kroll. Dick Kroll's gotta. They made that. WWF made an LJN figure out of Dick Kroll.
Was it Dick Kroll? Another match? Dick Kroll, maybe?
Yeah, I had his action figure. Yeah, I had the LJN gimmick.
What was the other guy's name? Dick Worley.
Dick Worley. Dick Kroll. Yeah. No, it's valid point, Chandler. Valid point. I think.
What about Virgil?
Fuck Virgil.
Oh, come on.
Fuck Virgil.
Fuck Virgil. Dude sells his 8x10 to Grand Central. He's a fucking disaster.
Damn, man, you see?
Don't even get me started on Virgil. I don't want to even start right now.
And if Mega Power, and if Dave Mega Power is listening, fuck Virgil, okay?
Come on, man. Why can't we give Lonely Virgil some love?
You give him love. Give him all the love you want.
I don't want to give him love. I ain't fucking asking for a goddamn autograph. The motherfucker wants $25, so no, I'm not giving him love.
Yeah, he tried to sell me a T-shirt at a PWS show 2 years ago in Brooklyn, and he was like, "Oh, he goes, I said, you know, buy my." He goes, "Buy my shirt, man." And I was like, "Well, buy mine. Well, where's yours?" I'm like, "I gave him the link." He's like, "Oh, I have to order it." Yeah, you got to order it. I'm not hauling T-shirts to a fucking house show to an indie show. What am I fucking you? I don't have a shopping cart backstage.
Wow.
Yeah. And he had a replica million dollar belt, God. and it was held together by twisty ties.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's legit right there.
Yeah.
That's, man, never got for his hustle.
Listen, I don't knock any man for his hustle. I just don't like the dude, straight up. So.
He's an opportunist. Yeah.
Didn't he have an ad on Craigslist where he was like going to pay somebody like so much money to fuck his wife while he sits there and eats
a
sandwich?
Yeah, and Tony Atlas had the same ad for putting with his foot fetish. So I mean that went a long way for him too. Who does?
Virgil
has a GoFundMe for what? For
so people can give him money. Just give him money.
Yeah, that dude's a POS. He's a POS, man.
You didn't know
man.
About this?
He's desperate. He's desperate for attention, obviously.
I can show you it right now.
I don't want... Dude, don't show me... No, don't ruin it for me tonight. I'm in a good mood.
I mean, this guy used to be a math teacher, though. That's the only thing I can commend about him. What? I don't know how long he lasted, but apparently that was the thing, is that he became
Why doesn't
a math
he just
teacher.
Do that? I'm pretty sure he can make a good living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I heard Tito Santana was a teacher, too.
He still is.
Let me say this. If Virgil really got... If Virgil changed his attitude, you know, got his act together, maybe WWE would welcome him back in his good graces.
Two years ago, we did... Dave and I did Legends of the Ring, that convention that tours, right? It was us, the Wizards, Ricky Steamboat, and Joel Gertner, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all chilling. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. We're setting up. And Steamboat didn't get there till like 9 or whatever. Joel Gertner got there with us because he's from the area, right?
Nice.
So we're all hanging out, right? We're shooting. Now I'm like a kid in a candy store. I never met Joel Gertner before, so now we're talking. And, you know, we're bullshitting. And all of a sudden, we in the corner of the room, we see Virgil setting up his table, like his gimmick table, right? Mm-hmm. And someone walks over to me. The security guard walks over to the table and it says to Dave and I, know, you know, is he with you? And I'm like, no. He basically snuck in, took a hotel table because it was in a hotel and set himself up, and didn't, you know, like these tables cost like $200 a table, you know. And the dude snuck in and tried to sell his 8x10 at this gimmick without paying. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, fuck.
He's a piece of shit, man.
That's fucked.
Hey, man.
He's a piece of shit. What do you mean, man? You sticking up? You gonna defend that? You fucking.
I'm not gonna defend. Look, I'm not gonna defend it. I'll say still, can't knock a guy for his hustle.
That's a different hustle, though.
That's not a hustle. It's stealing.
That's stealing, dude.
Yeah.
It ain't like Biggie Small. It ain't like Biggie Small stealing to feed his kid. It was just him, you know, to feed his 8x10. That's why he did it, you know.
For his own agenda. His own agenda. He
Word.
Needed money for his own agenda.
Word. So.
All right, well, fellas. I'm going to let you guys go and listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you, Shaylin.
Thank you. Nice
thank you, guys. Shaylin. Great show. Great show as always. So, Choppy, somehow, if you're listening, what's up?
He's listening. He's stepping away from the set. He's probably eating popcorn with Punisher. So.
Oh, and my prayers to you about that paramedic. I mean, oh man, that was so messed up. My prayers to you. I mean, I know you guys like all like family. I mean, I know there's a lot of paramedics in the New York tri-state area, but I'm so sorry for that.
It's a travesty, man. Just the city's a cesspool.
Yeah, yeah. There's a special place in hell for that bastard. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's a fucking cesspool. The first chance I get. All right, sweetness. Have a good night.
Night.
Bye, sweetheart.
Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's Shaylin from Shaolin. All right. Anyway, moving right along. But yeah, man, I'm almost excited for Mania, just for the festivities.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the Finn Balor's coming back. That'll be a good pop.
Here's a question for the room. If it was Braun Strowman and Undertaker instead of Roman Reigns, would you guys be more excited?
No.
Nah. If there was no Undertaker, I'd be excited.
Yeah, if there was no Undertaker, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
But WWE's got to have Taker.
No, they don't.
Well, we know they don't.
They think they do.
Well, that's the thing. They think they do. So I'm just thinking, think in terms of WWE. Like, they think they got to have Undertaker.
You know what?
So I'm saying, if we got to have Taker, Taker would be better off if it was Braun Strowman instead of Roman
2017 Reigns. Taker reminds me of 1988 Pete Rose. Okay? I'm making a baseball reference. I know. I'm stealing something from Kevin Tassel, because Kevin's my boy and we're on the same wavelength, but it's like watching him, it's like watching going to Shea Stadium and watching the 1988 Cincinnati Reds or the Expos when he was on the Expos playing the Mets. And I'm like, dude, you're done. Like, you're done. You broke the records. You've won a ton of games. Like, you've done everything. You bet on baseball. You're a champion. You know, you've done it all. Like, go home.
Like, it's like Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, yeah. And when by the time he came back to the Wizards, all the rules changed. So he wasn't getting away with the shit that he was getting away with back in the day. Nothing to take away, nothing, he was an amazing player, but I'm just saying, like, you know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, I think why WWE feels like they need Taker is because every time he comes out, the crowd loses their shit.
Yeah,
they do.
That's true.
And that's what they hear. That's what WWE, they hear that and they're like, okay, cool, we could still use him. Yeah. It's like, I know, and I pretty much agree with Kaz on here, and he knows this, with the New Day coming out, and like, I am sick of the New Day. I'm sick of their segments.
New Day?
But, that crowd still cheers for them. And WWE's like, okay, cool, no problem. Same thing with Enzo and Kez. I do like them, but their gimmicks their promos get a little bit stale, but the crowd does cheer for them. So WWE's like, cool, we can keep going with this. I think that's what it is. As long as they get a reaction, that's all WWE cares about.
Let me tell you, I was at the house show at the Garden last Sunday with Dave. Okay. And the only pop that was significant, apart from John Cena, and maybe an AJ Styles, was probably fucking Dean Ambrose.
Wow!
And that was like the biggest pop. And I was just measuring each reaction, and everything was kind of stale. And then the only one that kind of raised the decibels was Dean Ambrose. And that's what they have to work with, you know.
Shout out to Nick German Suplex. I'm sorry, Rob. Are you done? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, this is you're right. This is probably why they have to, just to get that pop factor.
Oh, unless they're piping in the audio cheers, too. I mean, piping in the audio for the cheers on TV. Because I know they've done that. You can kind of tell when they do it, but it's not easy to catch.
People will tweet about it anyway.
They do it more for the pay-per-views and stuff now. They don't. I don't think they do it for live TV as much as they do that they used to.
But why do they do that anyway?
Because it's, you still have to sell the product. You know what I'm saying? There's a selling point to it. If they're not getting a reaction they're getting, they're gonna make the fans that are watching and listening and believe that the crowd's going nuts. I mean, obviously it makes no sense because the crowd, you can see the crowd is not, they're motionless, but there's like a laugh track or the crowd track going on. It's ridiculous. I agree. I don't think they do it more now with the replays when you're watching a pay per view replay. And they didn't get the response they got. Oh yeah, just add that in there. I can see Vince in the gorilla position. All right, just add that there. And yeah, when that colored guy comes out, add that there. Yeah. So.
Vince, good old Vince in the gorilla position. I remember seeing that whole thing at WrestleMania 9 when he's telling Shawn Michaels to come out. He looks so pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, not super pissed, but you just look, okay, go. Like, all
right. Yeah. No, it's. It's a different game now, and I'm not just, I know I sound like I'm an old man, bitter old man, but it's a different game. It's hard for me to entertain a lot of it. I mean, I follow because of the show, I follow because of my kid, I follow because of my friends. But, it, you know, if I wasn't doing a podcast and I, you know, I would just be, you know, into ROH and Japan and the Indies and probably SmackDown, you know, because I can't invest even that. Even NXT is getting a little stale for me right now.
That's what I hear.
You know, but
and that's what I'm kind of seeing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, it's good though. It's good, but now they have all their main guys got bumped. Mm-hmm. So now it's like they're trying to create new stars, and it's not where it should be. You know what I'm saying? Like these guys and girls aren't progressing. Like when they bumped up all the chicks, there's nobody down there right now except for Asuka that can hold. I mean, the one little chick, what's her face? Ember Moon's got it. That's Will Morgan's baby mama.
She can go.
She's good. Rob, who's the chick I like that takes all the bumps? That shorty.
Nikki Cross,
that's the one. Thank you.
The arms on that chick.
Yo, that chick is a bump machine. Seen her. We went to a house show, Rob and I and Dave and Elaine, and in the garden a few months ago, and this chick got tossed, and I'm talking like legit. She was like taking bumps that it was like almost like a Joshi match, like an 80s Joshi match. It was that kind of fun. So.
And they should let her talk instead of doing the whole sanity gimmick.
Oh, my God, dude. She can... I mean, she's something, man. She's special.
Yeah.
She's special.
Check out the YouTube videos of Nikki Storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I got to ask Kaz, then, because since you're for the whole room, actually, your thoughts on NXT. I know you're watching it a lot more than I am, and Phil, sounds like you're keeping up with it. I haven't watched it in a few months, to be honest. Well, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, I think that, as is the case anytime, they're in a transitional period, and you just have to watch it and take in one show at a time and not watch one show and think, oh, this just sucks, so all the shows are going to suck. You just got to, you know, be optimistic every time you watch something because you never know when it's going to be really good.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, well, I was Impact this week. Kaz, you watched it, right? I mean, if you want to let everybody know, unless nobody wants to talk about that.
I didn't see it yet. I'm going to watch it.
Rage watches Impact.
I have not watched Impact this week because you know, March Madness. Because the thing, I mean, I would this pretty much takes up all day of all 4 days of my weekend, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, man. March.
I'll probably catch it on Monday, something like that.
Cool.
But right. I heard LAX returned, and I'm happy about that.
LAX is now my boys, EYFBO. That's Team Pazuzu. That's Jock and Dickinson's boys. They're in LAX now.
Nice.
Yeah, those kids are good, man. I've been following them for about 2 years.
It's real cool when you have like talent that you kind of knew or like a few times. We have that same thing with Reno Scum. They showed up on Impact last week.
That's crazy, right? And our buddies, Kevin Matthews is down there now. Fala Ba, Mario Boker. We've been following these guys, and Eddie from Shining Wizards actually works with them.
Nice.
And it's like it's crazy, man, seeing those guys down there. We see them at shows all the time, you know.
Yeah. Nice. And then we got you probably know this, but we know. Mikey, or calls, I'm not sure what he's calling himself now, if he's still going by Seabass, but he's the guy who was on, he wrestled Byron Saxton in that too. They were the Splash Brothers. The other guy, he said he's from Oakland, but he was living in Santa Cruz. Pretty funny. But
now the promotion you guys are involved with, they get TV down there or no?
Kaz?
They do community access TV.
Okay.
So it's not real high budget. It's pretty low budget, but they do tape and they do show it. Yeah.
And the talent's good. I mean, you guys talk it up pretty good, so I'm assuming the talent's good over there.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some standouts. There's also some, you know, really green people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, you know, point anybody out.
No, of course not.
But, you know, they do their thing, and, you know, one of the cool things is one of the guys they use a lot is the guy who actually trained Bayley initially, so he's we're pretty cool with him, so.
I don't know how she harnesses those fun bags, man. She's got huge fucking cans.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, have you seen her cans, bro? They're massive.
Dude, I stood right next to her at an independent show out here. She's nice.
Yeah, she's got. I mean,
Bailey.
She got the Superman jaw, yeah. But she got that Superman. Yeah. She's got the Clark Kent jaw, but she's got that rack, man. That rack's going for her, man. God bless her.
She's very, very cute. People we know who worked that show. There's like two or three people who like trained with her too, like under the person who trained them. So they all kind of come together from the Bay Area, and they're like, "Oh, Bailey's gonna call real quick." And they don't say it in a way where it's like, you know, like, "Oh, you know, I know Bailey, it's cool." But no, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, blah blah blah," you know. And they have stories, nothing crazy, but like of how much she was dedicated, and pretty much everything you see on the TV screen or with her story is basically true. So, you know, they all confirm that. So that's pretty cool.
There's enough indie shows now that go around in different parts of the country, mm-hmm. that it's a Saturday night. I mean, in the 90s, it was hard to do that. I couldn't go to a house show, man. An indie show, and you'd be like, this is terrible. Like, you know, a lot of the schools would have like the matches, and you're like, oh my god, this is just like, you know, it's better off just staying home, you know. Mm-hmm. And nothing against the kids. I mean, they work really hard, but you know, it's hard when you're a fan and you're sitting there. I don't want to be like those guys, like, oh my god, this guy's terrible. This guy sucks. She's the worst. But when you go and third of the night is just students taking bumps, and you're like, oh man, and they charge you for it, like that's just ridiculous. But now, schools are a dime a dozen now, and there's feds popping up everywhere, and it's been on a resurgence for the last couple of years since I started the podcast. It's been really fun going to indie shows. Really fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, really fun.
We have a local show coming up on a fairly small town, but it's going to be like Ryback, Carlito, and Chris Masters. And they almost never run wrestling shows in this town that I live in. Cass lives like 40 minutes away, but it's that's interesting.
So you guys are in North Cali?
Actually, just under Northern Cal. We're kind of central.
Okay.
Yeah. Kaz lives in Santa Cruz, which you might have heard of. Yep. Probably have. Mm-hmm. Lost Boys. There we go.
Yeah.
And I'm out of Salinas, which nobody really knows about, which is fine. Unless you know that it's it's a high rate of murder here.
Oh, good.
Put it this way. Where I live in Santa Cruz, this is where they film The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
So that's our claim to fame.
Yeah. Wasn't there a skateboarding like thing going on in there, like in the 80s in that area?
Well, the biggest skateboard clothing company in the world is called Santa Cruz.
Yeah. The closest I've been to California, I was in Reno for a week. We almost drove out there, but I stayed out in this chick's house, and it's another story. But
well, there you go, man.
I'll tell it. I think I told a story on the air, but I'll save it for another night.
Okay. It's been coast to coast.
Yeah, no, yeah, Space Mountain was definitely in effect that week.
Woo.
Yeah, let me get my, where's my soundboard, where is it? I have a, just like that.
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this!
That's it.
There you go.
That's it, baby. Woo! That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. That's it. Oh, man. Listen, $50 for that soundboard, it's worth it.
Yeah, what I'm wondering, because like I know we can't, well, we record, we can't really do sound effects like that, but if I ever wanted to do that, you know, on my laptop, maybe, you know, you can message me or I can.
It was an app. You could download it. On my Mac, it was an app. They sell it for like $50 in the App Store, and you can just you download your clips, you make them. I make them, and then I plug the laptop into my mixing board, into my regular computer. And that's where I play the music and the sounds off of.
Nice.
So,
good stuff. Good
It took me a couple of years, but I got it together. So.
All right. Cool. But, so, I didn't. You said Iron Fist is rigorous, right? I just got to ask.
Yeah. It was. It's fun. It's not over the top amazing, but it's tying into all the other shows, and it tells a good story, and I like the main guy. You know, and I like the co-lead. She's cute. And it just tells a good story. I'm in five episodes in, and it's fun.
Okay. because I'm hearing it's not so great on the other end. But if you're saying that, man,
you're gonna watch it anyway.
Yeah, you have to watch it. You have to, because you know if you watch all the other shows, it ties into all the other stuff. It does. Okay. It's starting to tie in. Like in you know everything they people get mentioned. Other people from other shows are showing up now. I'm not gonna ruin it for you. But it's like it's fun, man, and you could tell that they're going towards the Defenders, which is cool. You know, another reject crew that they gave up on in the 80s.
But, have you been watching Legion?
I have them on DVR. I haven't watched them, man. I'm gonna binge them. Crazy. After the move, I'm gonna binge it.
That's supposed to be Charles Xavier's son in Legion, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm told. I know, Kaz, what did you... No, I'm putting him on blast. I know he didn't like it. That's fine.
I watched the first episode and was like, sorry, I don't do mushrooms. I don't need to watch this.
Yeah, I heard you get lost after, you know, you have to...
You guys live in Cali. It should be a second nature.
Nah, man. The first episode just made no sense to me, so I was like, I'm done.
Well, it makes sense now that I know where the character is. Because if you're Charles Xavier's son, and like, especially after watching the movie Logan, it's like, oh yeah, okay, well, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, so. I might go sneak into that when the kid goes to see Beauty and the Beast with mom. I might go sneak into Logan.
You haven't watched it yet?
No, I haven't had a chance, man. I haven't had a chance.
I thought you did.
No, it's fine. I mean, people at work ruined it for me already.
Oh fuck!
it's really good.
No, it's a great. I heard it's a great. Rob can't stop talking about it. It's a great. I was supposed to go with him that night. I couldn't go. I had to work, and then I got out of, and then I left work. I'm like, I'm just too tired to go, you know. But listen, I have that whole franchise. I'm not even an X-Men fan. I'm more of a Wolverine fan. I heard it was a really good movie, so I'm excited. I'm still gonna go see it. So
And what about? I've never heard you mention it, but maybe you have, and I missed it. But what about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Anybody? I know Kaz, but
I saw the first season. I can't critique anything. I'm so backed up. Like, I haven't watched The Flash, and I left Arrow. No, I'm into it. I don't have time. My days are consumed. I have a 10-hour work shift, and I travel to and from work almost two hours each way. So, and Rob will tell you, I'm exhausted by the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I need a day just to fucking sleep and catch up on life and make sure my kid is still... You're vertical and has food and water, like, and the cats are fed and the wife is good, you know. But it's for me, I catch up, I binge watch. Thank God for Netflix. Thank God for the torrents and the interwebs. I have to play catch up, but I like the first season. It was cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it stepped its game up quite a bit, man. I will say, like, where it was then to where it's out now, it's freaking amazing almost. Like, you get emotionally invested. Like, there's parts that could even kind of choke you up a little bit. Like, whoa. Like,
see, that's what I like, man. I want to emotionally invest in characters. The last time I got emotionally invested in characters was an HBO series that the one with Steve Buscemi in it. Bulwark Empire. Like,
that was
a
great show.
I was emotionally invested in that. Like, I was like, I can't believe this happened. Oh, you're gonna kill him? You gotta be kidding me. Like, I was heartbroken when certain people got knocked off.
I think I know which part you're talking about in one particular thing, and I have a feeling it goes in the second season, but
you're absolutely right. And on top of that, with the superhero shows, you know, I've been a fanboy since I'm, you know, 8 years old, so I can't. And it's cool that my kid is like, he has, it's on his radar, but he won't dig it until he sees me watching it, which is cool. You know, you're watching this? I'm like, yeah, I told you to watch it, you know, when you get home from school. And that's cool. So that got him on the radar, which is fun. So that's the cool part about being a parent, you know. I don't want to lose that yet until he becomes a teenager and he hates the world. You know.
When he turns into V-Dog?
What's that?
When he turns into V-Dog?
No.
No,
stop.
I don't hate the world. I've been a lot more positive lately than, like, since you met me, man. Come on. I mean, there's still some things, but, you know, I work on them every day. I didn't hear that.
I don't know, man.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I really don't know.
Well,
all right.
I don't mean to be Mr. Sourpuss, but I find reasons to hate the world every single solitary day.
Oh, you're talking about you. I thought you were talking about me.
Right. No, not you. No. I wish I was as positive as you. But
yeah,
no.
But you see the problem. The problem.
Did you hear that, Kaz? He wishes he was as positive as me. Sorry, Phil. I had to say.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The problem though with rage is that he puts too much energy into negative things, and it brings out a side of him that no one in the crew cares about. Like and we're all emotionally invested in him. He's our friend. He's like a brother. We love him. He's like a little brother to us. My family loves him. But like when he talks,
take yourself, man.
Well, all right. everybody except for Rob. So
I didn't do anything to him?
No, but the thing is, when you invest all your
energy, don't worry, Rich. Don't worry.
Well, negative energy is such a downer for me. You know.
It's like, Rage, you're a downer.
Yeah.
I can't help
it. Life ain't that fucking bad, Rage. And it really isn't.
Why not change your name to, like, Joy or something? That's be happy.
What does Tony C call him? Buzz Killington?
Buzz
Killington. No, I'm sorry. I can't help it if I just keep it real.
Must
man.
Be so exhausting being super negative.
Wait a minute. Keeping it real.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, keeping it real and being negative are two different things, my friend.
No. It's not.
You're
it's
bugging.
Not being negative. I think people, when it comes down to me, they like to blur the line between me keeping it real and being negative.
There's nothing wrong with you keeping.
Everybody else considers it being negative.
Well, no. but man, it sounds like you're creating your own reality.
Yeah.
No. Thank you, Cass.
A rage reality.
I ain't no Trump. I don't.
Rageality. Yeah.
I named an episode of Rage's Reality. I had him on the show one time. There's an episode named that.
I'll say this. Speaking from experience, Rage, I've done the same thing. I try. I don't know. See, for me, it's like I've found out that like working out at least 3 to 4 times a week, and I'm not saying that's the solution, but for me, that keeps me from, you know, thinking too negatively. If I start doing that, if I start thinking negatively, excuse me, I work out and I feel like so much better. It's not even for like looks purposes.
Yeah, you got to do something positive. You got to do something.
Yeah, and if you know, like, try to do something that would you know, make you happy. I remember like a few months ago getting over, trying to get over a girl, which I did. I went and met Matt Hardy. You know, like, I mean, I'm not saying it's that
broken bad or regular bad.
We go,
you know, yo, if there's an opportunity like that, take it, man.
Yeah, V-Dog, we go out every 3 months. This is what we do to get away from life. And he comes with us. He's with us all the time. Like, we do things to get away from everything that's bad, all the negative nonsense. You have to surround yourself with good people. And you have to have a good support group, and you have to have self-worth, which I was telling V-Dog a little while ago.
Yeah.
When you don't have self-worth, everything else around you will be shit. Seriously. And that's your home life, that's your personal life, your professional life. Once you lose that self-worth, you lose every aspect of your life. It's a thing where... And this is not me being some kind of motivational speaker, because I get help for my self-esteem. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I've been through some heartaches and tragedies. But the bottom line with that is that I don't forget where I'm from. And I, quote-unquote, keep it real by taking my self-esteem and knowing my self-worth. Like, I know who I am. I'm comfortable with it. And it's what brought me to the dance. You know, and everybody on this call has been your age, and everybody on this call has probably said and done stupid shit at your age. So it's not like a thing where it's like, well, you know, been there, done that. Everybody has spoken from experience.
Preach.
It's whether you take that and manifest it into something, whether it's your own reality or not. It has to be. You have to be happy.
Rage, we're giving you cliff notes on life.
If you're not happy, then
myself too. Myself,
but if you're not happy with something, if you never address it, it'll never get taken care of. It'll just be there in the back of your psyche. And you know, like I let stuff go for 20 years, and all of a sudden something happened and it triggered some bad things, and you're like, oh man, this is terrible. like I have to address this before, you know, something really bad happens to me. You know, and that's what you do. It's not rocket science, man. For some people it's a spiritual thing. For some people it's a material thing, or for some of us it's a hobby that we do.
Yeah, hobbies help a lot.
Right.
This helps.
Absolutely. No, yeah, this is my thing. You know, they know the other
podcast therapy.
They know they're when they're in, they know this when it's showtime. It's all right. You know, I gotta go back into that mode, and you know, I can walk away. But this is an extension of me. I'm not a radio character. I don't have a fake name. I don't do
a brand.
Yeah, but this is a brand though.
Phil Ray is the brand.
No, I'm making the show a brand.
Show is a brand, but Phil Ray is not a brand.
No.
Yeah. Are you taking a shot at me?
No.
I'm just saying that he's you. And rage is a manifestation of all the negativity that Marquise is going through. But I know Marquise. I love Marquise.
I love Marquise, too.
He's my bro.
Yep.
Damn, why do y'all got to spread my government out there? Jeez.
I like
it's Marquee. Not a big deal.
It's
That's
not.
Happened to me too.
It's
I've done it myself. Now, one thing I got to say is Phil, when you said you, and I'm not prying in on this, I'm more like relating to it. When you say you go somewhere to like you get help for
self
esteem, yeah, that's fine. That's kind of unfortunately right now because I'm not seeing a therapist, which I'd love to do, and I have no shame in saying that either. I kind of use Kaz for that, and that's kind of why he's. You know, like, unfortunately, I mean, and I really appreciate his presence. I kind of let it out.
That's fine. And the problem with that is that I have five of those right now. I could do it to Rob. I could do it to my buddy Will. I could do it to Rob's brother if I needed to. Like, there's like 5 or 10 people I could do that to. However, I need an unbiased professional person to listen and try to figure out what's wrong with certain things in my life, in like my psyche. Like, I could tell Rob and Elaine and Will and Mike and all those guys, I could tell them my problems, and they'll give me a solution if I need it. I'm not even asking for a solution sometimes. I'll just tell them something just to vent. But it's not an unbiased, because they're biased. They're my friends. They're my brothers. You know what I'm saying? So I need a professional, unbiased person to navigate me through the bad shit. See, and Kaz can give you all the advice he wants because he's probably done half the shit you've done. Seriously.
Oh, no.
He's laughing. He knows. He knows I'm right. But it's still not an unbiased opinion or help because he's biased. He's your boy. He's your friend. He's going to try to help you and guide you through. This chick gets paid to listen to me cry for an hour. And then we come up with a solution of, all right, why is Phil crying? Why is Phil upset? What's Phil going to do? And she doesn't know me like that. So she'll break it down for me, or maybe she won't. Maybe she can't. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she's like, wow, he's really fucked up. And that's pretty much how it goes. So, but I think if it comes to the point where you need professional help, then you need to address it immediately. If it's something that you can do on your own or your friends can help you with, then God bless you. You're on the right track. You know, me. It was deep rooted. It was like just personal, family, and hardships and all this other nonsense in relationships and how I treated myself and my relationships and just nonsense. You know, my upbringing had a lot to do with it. And you let that manifest into bad things, like negative. Like I was rage. Like, and I was like, I don't want to be
full circle.
Right. So I didn't want to lose the relationships that I built, like my marriage and with my stepson and my friends and my job. I didn't want to lose any of that stuff. So you know what? My insurance is paying for it anyway. Let's go get fucking help.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out too.
If that's something you need, then you need to address that. And with that being said, we're bringing on the co-host of The Rant, my friend, my brother, my homie, Mr. Tony C. Hello, sir.
Oh shit, fellas.
Black Hammer.
I just called in real quick to say, Rage, you need to quit talking to Kazoo. Getting all this damn bad advice. Because he told me.
I just want to say it's an honor to be on the same show as Tony C.
Yeah.
It's a freaking honor because I've heard you before, man. That's, you got me through a lot of good cardio workouts.
This guy. Jesus.
No. I mean, like, I was running. Let me be clear.
Either way, I'm honored, my man. But
yeah, thank you.
Roman Rage. You just that's not my name. Listening to Kazoo. Hello, Dum Dum. Hello, Dum Dum. You get bad advice when you listen to Kazoo. Go back and watch the Flintstones and see how much trouble they got in.
Will you stop?
Okay, my friend. You know, they're trying to help you out, but first you
gotta I'm listening. So what are you doing?
What the hell? I don't know. He's breaking. Ray, your connection again is wiggity wiggity whack.
There you go. Okay. Now, what are you implying, sir?
Implying that you're listening to an invisible person in your mind that's telling you to make all these decisions.
decisions?
Next thing you know, you're going to say double A tapping your phone. But anyway.
I really think he is, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I think he is. What I'm saying?
Oh, see? Boy.
There are a lot of people that I think are tapping my phone. It's not the voices in my head. I really think they're really
okay. Donald Trump,
Roman Rage. Okay,
Roman Rage.
Just kill the mood anytime you come.
I feel like my walls are listening to me. I feel like
Tony. What do you call him, Buzz Killington?
Oh my God, Buzz Killington, yo!
don't hate on the fact that I just keeps it real, man. I keeps it all the way 100.
How you keeps it real? You just like sourpuss, hoe.
I'm not a sourpuss. You just can't handle my realness.
Sounding like man,
you see what I'm saying, Tony? You see what we're dealing with, man. This is the shit we're dealing with.
You just can't handle my realness. That's not my fault, that
dude. I can handle a bunch. You're just a fucking. Like, you're a disaster.
That sounds like a you problem. That doesn't sound like a Rage problem.
I ain't got no problem, son.
No, not you. I'm talking to Tony.
I had all in. Lighten the mood. I don't have to run interference. Damn it. Y'all counselor Rage like you about to go walk in the traffic or something.
No, let I'm being, kind of being counseled too. So.
No, you know.
No, you're not worse than Rage, though. Rage. You'll find a negative in any damn thing.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to make it sound like. You're trying to make it sound like. I'm not a sourpuss.
El Negatado.
No, I'm not. It's not my fault that you can't handle the ultra realness.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Rage has developed. There's no difference between Rage and Marquise. They're the same damn person. He believes all this shit.
Okay, so, like, I gotta say, real quick. Hey, Cash, you still there?
I'm here.
Please don't let Rage rub off.
We didn't forget about you, Kaz.
Don't let Rage rub off on you.
It's like one of them 90s party lines. I apologize.
That's all good, man.
You have a party on Friday night, Saturday nights.
It's what we do. We party. Once in a while, you just have to break it down and party.
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm going out later. So I'm on the West Coast, so I'll be. Yeah, you'll be. St. Patrick's Day, so I'll be out.
Yeah, everybody's Irish today.
Who's a Mick on here? I guess I'll be a Mick. Is that the name? Derogatory term?
Mick Tony C?
That's right.
Mickey C? I believe it when my shit turns
purple. Why are you the like most racist person on this network? Explain
what?
You are the most racist person on this network.
What are you talking about, Rage? I ain't even say nothing racist. I just said
you talk bad about the Irish folk. You talk bad about the Asian folk.
Yeah.
You talk bad about the Hispanic folk.
He's equal opportunist.
That's what I'm
he's
telling.
A black Don Rickles.
You talk bad about
a black Don Rickles.
That's awesome.
He's so racist. Steph,
I got a lot more hair than him.
This is true. This is true.
That's my stick, Rage. That's what I do. That's my role on
this. It's called a gimmick, Rage.
That's right.
Tony C doesn't do that in person. I know that for a fact.
Everybody thinks to take a nice hot Steven shit all over my gimmick. But what about his? He's racist.
You actually believe your gimmick, though. It's not a gimmick.
That's the big difference. Tony C could turn. See, when Tony C logs off, he's going to be Tony. He's going to be Tony C. He's not going to be.
Exactly. I'm going to be my government self.
Yeah, he's going to be his government, you know.
It's my government name.
That's Rage. It.
Rage doesn't break kayfabe.
Let's tell you something.
Damn, so not- don't.
Rage,
you are the
is,
Randy Orton of this network. You hear voices in your head and you walk around in your wrestling gear 24/7.
Oh, well, I wish I had wrestling gear.
From what I hear, that's what you have.
Because I'd walk around in that shit 24/7.
Cutting promos in everyday life. Who cuts promos in everyday life? Wait, I don't cut promos. You better than this.
I don't cut promos.
He holding events hostage like he's working a real wrestling angle, like he the Ultimate Warrior.
Come on, like it's an angle. So.
Ripping up contracts and stuff. What is this guy, man? He really believe his own press clippings. That's me and Gene say three own clippings, huh? God. Rage, you Google yourself, don't you? I know you do. Got her own wiki page. His own damn self.
It's Wiki Rage. Oh, man.
That's why you're laughing. I'll call him out. I know he Googled his damn self.
That was the first promo I ever cut, and I'm damn proud of it.
Rage, you've been cutting promo videos for years. What are you talking about?
You have never seen me cut a promo video on this network. Ever.
All right, gentlemen. I'm going to start wrapping this up.
Okay.
I have Hank's gift. God bless your soul, sir.
All right. I'm hanging up on him. I'm done.
Yes, he is God's gift to Randy M. Thanks.
Oh, Christ.
Cracker.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony C. Thank you very much, Jiminy Christmas. Thank you very much, sir.
I appreciate you having me on, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Rob, Cass, you guys are awesome. I was listening to you guys try to counsel Rage.
Thanks for lighting the mood. It was getting pretty dark.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
Anytime Tony C. does a running, it's always appreciated.
And Rage, you need Jesus.
Okay. I told him that last week. I told him he needed Jesus.
He needed to call Billy Graham, when them prayer, all them pastors, Billy Graham, Joel Osteen, all of them.
Shit.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical.
Yeah, all of them.
He needs a preacher
from Poltergeist, all of them.
He needs an early Sunday intervention. That's what he needs.
Father Marin from Exorcist.
Yeah, it's it.
Yeah, great. Exactly. You study Jesus. That's Joel Osteen, man. Every fucking
need that old lady. That's Jesus Christ is a nigga. All of them.
Oh no! Wait! Hold on. This wait. The rapping
white lady.
Oh yeah, yeah. Where is it?
I just saw that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That's right.
That was horrible.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. Zander.
Yeah, the guy from CZW, yep.
Yeah, the promoter.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And I appreciate you having me on, Phil. Love you. Much love to you guys, man. And I'm going to let y'all close up shop.
All right, Tony C, good looking out.
Thank you, Tony C.
Later, folks.
All right. Tony C, every Tuesday on The Rant.
I have to check that out.
After The Shining Wizards, who have Ryback on this week. Cheap
wow.
Plug.
That'd be interesting.
Cheap plug.
Ask him about Salinas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother.
You are always invited for open mic night.
Cool. And we'll try to find a way to get you on our show at least once. You know, I know we can't really do it in studio, but
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm gonna try to figure out something where I can stay on the show, but kind of do it without having to. I don't know where I can have more time for things.
He's gonna work on that right after he watches 205 Live. So,
shit, I don't know if I could watch that.
So V-Dog, when is
an hour on television?
Yeah, V-Dog,
is
when
it really?
Is it really though? I thought that was the news on Channel 11 here, but. Oh, yeah, no. There's some hot chicks on that news station. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
V-Dog is of the girls like Penny Crone. He digs her.
Wait, I missed that reference. I totally missed
it. Kaz, I love you, man. I love you, man. We're like kindred spirits.
You guys are very similar to me.
Me and Shining Wizards Tony, we're like the three kindred spirits right now. This is what I'm talking about. So V-Dog, when is your final day that you're leaving us, that you're flat leaving the crew?
Yeah, please let me know. Let me know. When is it? Please let me know.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm thinking the end of April, but I don't know exactly. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe something can change.
Something can change. Well,
maybe you should find Jesus.
Yeah, you need Jesus.
I'm not religious, sorry. Nothing Jesus wrong Christ with anybody. Is my
nigga. That's right. Oh. So you can catch the post match podcast every week on iTunes. You guys have a website yet or no?
No, Twitter and all that stuff. We got a Facebook page.
Yeah,
too.
Follow them on the Fochbook post match podcast. Uh-huh. They're active on Twitter. Hit them up on the tweet machine.
Yes.
I would you guys plug anything else? Anything else coming up for you guys? Anything special or any interviews? Nothing going on.
No, just talking a lot of shit about wrestling, and trying to help V-Dog get over his fear of women in bars.
Yeah, this is
just
true.
Stop bringing your mom to bars, first of all.
Well, no, it was her birthday, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought my mom to a bar already. Actually, my mom's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm going to try.
Your mom would be a really good wingman, actually.
My mom? Well, my mom's
all,
out of,
all moms.
My
sure.
mom's out of her mind. She would, yeah, she would definitely. We're getting her on soon for the Greg Valentine story.
Oh, dude! Oh, I have wow. to
Yeah, yeah.
You told me once.
My mom almost assaulted Greg the Hammer Valentine. It's fucking hysterical. But I could tell the story, but it doesn't do it justice. She's got to tell you the story, and it's awesome. But tomorrow's her birthday, so I want to wish my mom a happy birthday. I love you, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, but I'm gonna give her a call later.
Did anybody watch Southpaw Regional Wrestling?
We just yes, no. Yes, we did. Rob saw it. I'm gonna watch it later on.
It's great.
Okay. You're okay.
It's a half-hour show, right?
It's like four episodes, 7 minutes each.
That's awesome.
There's four episodes. They're like maybe like 5 or 7 minutes each.
Oh, yeah. It's bonkers. You should watch it.
Okay.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah. They're very funny.
Dumb. Yeah. It's like what I can tell, I'll just say real quick before you wrap this up, it seems like a show that's like almost like it's a great parody show for old school wrestling fans. And like they did a good job with it. In other words, like they really watched tapes from back in the day of like Mid-South and possibly AWA and other things, and they just nailed it on the head. It sounds. I mean, that's what it looks like.
You know, as much as people can piss and moan about the product, the network is one of the greatest things in sliced bread.
Yep. This is only on YouTube, actually.
Either way.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's on the it's on the network. It's
oh, really?
On the network.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's a thing with me, with this network, that it's so convenient to go back to stuff instead of me pulling out VHS tapes and DVDs. First of all, and second of all, the price is it's economical, and there's so much on there that I can't put it over enough. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. I can't really. It's to me. It's been a lifesaver since I have the podcast too. It's been
true.
Like because I mean, stuff that I want that I did without it. Now I want to redo it again because I have all the footage. I have like a lot of pay per views. I have like the build ups now, like the Raws, the Nitros, the ECW, the World Class, like all that stuff. I have build ups now for. So I might have to start revisiting some of the old throwbacks that I did.
Yeah.
Just to get myself back into I have these promos now. You know, like it's insane. Like Choppy and I did one a couple weeks ago. We had the Clash of the Champions build up.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is crazy. I didn't have this 3 years ago. I had mega powers. That's all I had, you know. And and Dave came prepared, but we didn't have all the footage, you know. And yeah. Scott came prepared too. We just didn't have all the footage, you know. So it was like, you can't fault anybody for not having the footage. Unless you had some bloke in England sending me tapes, you know.
Well, I got to ask. You said something about, you guys did the ECW one. You said they've edited a lot of footage. That's my only gripe.
They do.
Did I hear that right?
It's the music. It's just because they used, you know, back in the day, ECW used copyrighted music. Like Sandman came out to Enter Sandman.
Right.
You know, RVD came out to Pantera's Walk. You know what I'm saying? The Pitbulls came out to Thunder Kiss from White Zombie. You know what I'm saying? Taz came out to War Machine from Kiss. So before they gave him his own music, Shane Douglas came out to Deep Purple. You know, Perfect Strangers.
I think the best ECW entrance ever was Tommy Dreamer and Man in a Box.
Man in a Box, yeah. I like Taz. Taz is my favorite entrance music. That and I got to tell you, Balls Mahoney. Oh. That was so good. He would come out and sing with the crowd and with Big Balls from AC/DC. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
That was fun. I like New Jack. I mean,
Well, they played through his whole match.
Yeah, I know. Really brutal song, but that's fine. But they didn't edit footage. They just edited the music.
Yeah, no, the footage is there. It's just they're just the music they edited.
Okay, well,
you know, even with WCW, they played some of the music is like they cut it out. You know. Yeah. Which is a little frustrating, but, you know, again, that it's better than me digging out fucking tapes of Nitro, you know, I've done. I did it all the time. I convert tapes. So every couple of months, I convert tapes, and I'm like, they have Nitro now. I don't have to do that anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. But, gentlemen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. We had a ball.
Well, I gotta go take my date to the zoo, so, you know.
All right. Hey, Rock, where is it? This one's for you.
What? All right, man. I'll catch you guys later, man. Peace.
See you, dude.
All right, guys. All right, so I just want to thank you very much for having us on. Appreciate it. And Phil, again, thank you for that wonderful video, man. I heard that and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
You better appreciate that. That was an 8-degree weather.
Oh, I was like, wow, this is... You're a good guy,
man. I felt compelled. Listen, you guys asked for my help. I'm giving you help, you know. It's the least it's the least I can do.
Yeah. No, you did wonderful, man. You I'm about to go out tonight.
So. You just keep your head up and do your thing and make sure you know who, you know, make sure how much yourself worth. And when that pussy gets tossed at you, you take it.
Have a couple drinks first.
Yeah, get some liquid courage in you first.
Okay, but if I'm too drunk, I'll just keep talking.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. Yeah. Don't get inebriated. You know, don't get sloppy on us. You know, you have a reputation now. You're part of the crew. You know.
Yeah. No. And thank you. Yeah. And I will say just real quick, my life for the most part has been on a pretty good upward right. Like it's been on. It's been rising. And like I have a full time job finally.
There you go.
It pays really well.
Good.
So. You know, I'm looking for an apartment, finally.
Things are coming up in the house. There you go.
See? Yeah. That's what you need, man. That's what you need.
The area is expensive, but I'll need a roommate, but that's okay.
That's fine.
It's better than
POP, power positivity.
That's it, baby. Yeah, PMA, positive mental attitude, man. PMA.
Yeah, when they're flying you out to Oregon from California, they're paying for everything, and you're shaking hands with, like one of the vice presidents of the company. It's like... Okay,
that's it. Yes, that means they have worth in you, man. They take stock in you.
Yeah.
Granted, they do that with everybody, but it's a good company, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, and you're motivated, man. If you like what you're doing and you're handling your business, then you're good to go.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right,
so
brother.
That's it. That's the easy summary. There.
Enjoy yourself. Don't get into trouble, and we'll talk to you soon.
Definitely, man. You guys take care. And I'll definitely be listening to the playback, and I will finish last week's episode. I got like 40 minutes left to listen.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Be careful.
Take care, Phil. Take care. God, who else is
that's on? Rob.
Rob. Okay, Rob. I'm still learning everybody's
I always
names,
forget so. Who I am, too.
It's all right. Rob forgets, too. He'll forget his name in about 3 hours anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So. And if Rage is listening, keep your head up. Please, like, you can know your self-worth, because I you can tell that I at least try.
Yeah.
So, Rage, you can, too. So, that's all I got to say.
We're going to keep a foot in his ass. He'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, peace out.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Bye.
Well, you picked a nice night to come on, huh?
I know. What did we learn today?
Oh. Well, we're going to play that game? Okay. All right, let's play that game. I learned that that we have some awesome peers in the post-match podcast with V-Dog and Kaz. Thank you very much for calling in again. I learned a AA hates jury duty. And V-Dog and Ray should have their own podcast. I learned that too. What else did we learn today?
Tony sees a black Don Rickles.
The black Don Rickles, that's right. We learned that Shaylin is a very smart wrestling fan for a person with estrogen.
Super smart. Yeah, I mean, doesn't matter if she's a girl or a boy. It doesn't matter.
Dude, she's dropping references that girls don't
know half the things she was saying. You guys right. are getting it, and you guys are the experts.
Right, well, that's the thing. We don't normally get females doing that, so that's fun. What else did I learn today? I don't know. I think that's it.
Power positivity.
Power positivity and positive mental attitude. So let's start doing some plugs, shall we?
Let us.
All right. So what's going on with you and Thumbstick Ninjas?
We are going to do a Mass Effect review of the last three, the trilogy, because the new Mass Effect game is coming out. So we'll be recording that next week, and that should be out Thursday at 8 p.m. on the Randium Radios.
That's right. All right, so, of course, tomorrow's the Wrestling Call-In Show, the countdown to the last couple shows with Mr. Will.i.am, Morgan, Hightower, and Dr. Doom and all those cats.
I'm ready for the sports report.
I'll be on the first show. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You go, of course, and then on Monday, not Monday, Tuesday, we have the Rant and the Shining Wizards. Don't forget Ryback.
You skipped over Surfer.
No, oh, forgot. I'm sorry, Surfer. I should write this down. What are you reading? Comic book show on Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. We miss you. Haven't heard from Surfer in a minute. Let's see. What else? So Tuesday's the Rant, Shining Wizards. Wednesday's you guys, right? Or Thursday?
We're Thursday.
The Thursdays now, right? With Rant and Wrestling?
Yes.
And then me and Choppy will be back next week. The 30th. I might as well say it now. The 30th. We're working on a very special 30th anniversary retrospective of WrestleMania 3. I don't know if it's going to be... It's going to be a round table. I don't know if it's going to be here with the Wizards. We're working something out with the Wizards. Hopefully it works out.
What day is the 30th?
That's going to be a Thursday night.
Got it.
The Thursday before Mania. So we're kicking off WrestleMania weekend with this retrospective.
Oh, okay. That weekend's going to be awesome.
I know. It's going to be so great. We're going to have Thumbstick Throwbacks that weekend. Our first episode of that. And we're going to have the pre-show. And we're going to be hanging out with the Chopster and Mrs. Chopster. And that's pretty much it with that. Of course, TumbricleThrowbacks.com for all your back episodes and all our friends that aren't network affiliates. Please support all of them. Go to RantEMRadio.com. Download all the shows there as well. Thanks, Double If, calling in tonight. Post-match podcast, guys, calling in. Kaz and V-Dog, thanks to Rage, Tony C, Shaylin, Mr. Hightower. And... that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, you want to buy a t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/TumbuckleThrowbacks. You want to tweet me, it's at TBuckleTBacks. Rob is at Baby Seal Club, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're very active on the tweet machine.
Actually, at Thumbstick Ninja.
At Thumbstick Ninjas also, right.
That would be the official one.
So on behalf of my tag team partner, Mr. Domingo, I want to thank you guys, all you, tonight. Avoid the clap, please. Take care of yourselves, each other. Don't get arrested. Say hello to, you know, be kind of animals. Oh, the happy word. Yeah, don't say it again. We're listening to Tony C or Honesta. And that'll be it for us. We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.